The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, today is Wednesday, May 4th, Ann Gorski's birthday. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, the Bucks County mother who shot her two children sits behind bars on attempted murder charges while her young sons, 13-year-old Jeffrey J.T. Teeny and 9-year-old Nelson Teeny, remain on life support. The boys were found shot in the head inside their Upper Makefield Township home. Investigators say their mother, 38-year-old Trin Nguyen, pulled the trigger. Nguyen is also charged with trying to shoot and kill her 22-year-old neighbor after she reportedly handed him a box of photos to give to her ex-husband. Police say when he turned around to face Nguyen, she was pointing a black revolver in his face. He wrestled the gun away from her after it didn't fire. Nguyen then fled to Washington Crossing United Methodist Church, where she was arrested. Now, investigators say Nguyen had ingested narcotics in a failed attempt to take her own life. Court records show Nguyen was in an ongoing dispute with her landlord about more than $11,000 in unpaid rent. On April 18th, the judge issued an order informing Nguyen to move out of the home she shared with her children. Officials say the boys are not expected to survive and will be giving the gift of life as organ donors. Firefighters finally captured the black bear that was wandering through the Pennsylvania suburbs on Tuesday. Yes, Casey, they did get it. Video from the Clifton Heights Fire Company in Delaware County shows crews removing the tranquilized animal from a tree at a home in the 200 block of West Baltimore Pike overnight.
The bear!
Firefighters and police helped carry the bear out of the neighborhood to a safe location. The bear will be checked and then released in a less populated area, the fire company said.
I mean, how in the mother effing hell did a bear get to Clifton?
Well, here, Case, I'll tell you, it
depends on what bus you take, right?
No, you're right.
Yeah. But did it have
to switch at some point.
Well, okay. The young male bear, they say, was spotted in Bucks, Montgomery, and Delaware counties, creating quite a stir in every neighborhood it passed. It was actually near my brother's house, not far from my brother's house. The bear initially was spotted. You need to wait until the whole story is finished, because there's a part of the story you need to hear.
She's talking to me, by the way.
Yeah, specifically.
Because she sees.
I know what he's doing.
This is the journalist.
Just wait.
This is the journalist, Kathy, who's taking a stand.
Hear the whole story before you go ahead and start adding points and places, all right?
Are you going to chastise her the same way you chastise me when I have
to hear what her point is.
Maybe then to hear the whole story.
I don't even get a point. I get chastised.
Is this because I did traffic yesterday for a couple of breaks?
Kathy's version of now you know the rest of the story.
No, it's because initially they lost the bear. They tranquilized it and then lost it. All right, so the bear initially was spotted.
Am I in Delco?
Case, it was initially spotted in Doylestown at the end of last week. It made its way through Montgomery County, only to appear again Tuesday morning in Lansdowne, Delaware County. The bear was spotted near Marple Avenue Bridge and Baltimore Avenue in Drexel Hill on Tuesday. They said the bear appeared to be traveling along the Darby Creek. So 12:30 on Tuesday, the bear was seen lying down, relaxing in the woods. During the school day, students and staff at nearby Charles Kelly School were kept inside the building because the bear was spotted so close to the campus. Now, crews managed to tranquilize the bear once before, but then they lost track of it. So they lost track of a sleeping bear. I mean, that's more Delaware County than actually capturing the bear.
Giving 5 points to Delaware County because they got the bear in Delco. So
yes,
here we go.
Did.
I'm officially awarding 5 points on the toad board to Delaware County. And listen, when they trank those things, like, it doesn't immediately knock the bear out.
I just wanted you to hear that line.
You know what? I love you, man. I really do.
So they actually lost track of it, and then they were able to find it again yesterday.
You know what? You can use this bench as a bomb.
I think that's in Springfield. It's the next town over. But I think Clifton was pissed that they lost in the final two of the Delco March Madness. They lost to Prospect Park. And so they were like, no, we're going to catch a bear.
We got to get a bear. Get a bear.
That's right.
Wait, I love this. As the day went on, the Pennsylvania Game Commission hoped that jelly donuts left inside a large cage would lure the bear in.
Jelly donut?
That's what they use.
Donut.
That's what they use, man. They use donuts and chocolate and stuff like that to get them.
A jelly donut!
nut.
I just.
And he looks so cute though, like hanging from the tree.
What's your
and
name,
then
fat body.
If you see him, they have the picture of him. He's literally just lounging like next to a tree, like on
are
his
you
back.
Little maggot? You make me want to vomit.
That is adorable. When I've and I, you know, I'm in the trails all the time around here. But yeah. When you're out there, Nick, I'm sure. In case
I think about it, like
Justin, you know, you're out there and you're like, well, yeah, there's a bear population around, and I've seen a lot of animals and different wildlife. The one thing I have not seen, thankfully, is a bear. But I'm always like,
they blend in.
What would stop a bear from making it here?
Yeah,
cousin lives in Virginia, and she lives on a pretty large piece of land. And they have to, before she takes her kids out to like play or go for a walk, they go outside and they have, I forget what they're called, like one of the little things that you drive around. Not a golf cart, but kind of looks like a golf cart,
right?
Like
an ATV,
something like that. Yeah. So they drive that around their property to make sure there are no bear,
right?
And so that there's no bears out there, and then they take the kids outside.
Wow.
But I mean, that's how often they see them.
Wow. Okay.
Well, this one, I thought I saw something, but he was wearing jorts. And contractor boots and a white t-shirt, so he blended in Delco. Like,
there you go.
So they have the bear. They're going to take it to a less populated area, and they will release him. A single-use plastic bag ban is now in effect in New Jersey. Starting today, May 4th, most grocery stores in the Garden State will not be allowed to give out single-use plastic or paper bags.
Hey, and I need to give a shout-out to the lady at the Wawa in Wildwood, by the way, Preston. Because, A, she warned me that she's like, this is the last time you're going to be able to get plastic bags here. Also, she did such a solid, and they all need to do this at all the Wawas. They opened another register.
Well, Wawa is doing something. They're actually in this story.
And this dude actually tried to, I was in the back of the line, or I was third in line, and this dude went from the back of the line to the front of the line to when they opened the register, and that lady's like, no, we're going to take this guy over here. And so they all, you know what I mean? Like when you're standing in line, when you're standing in line and they open another register and somebody in the back of the line or somebody who just walks right into the store.
A rogue customer.
We go to Wildwood, New Jersey, where a line protocol was instituted. Someone was asked to come to the front of another register. This man on the scene is named Casey. He saw the whole thing.
All right, but it doesn't have to do with the bags. I thought it was going to.
It just has to do with New Jersey Wawas in general. But
he
Wawas
also said New Jersey has the Pine Barrens.
They do.
The rule affects grocery stores 2,500 square feet or larger. Customers can bring their own bags or purchase reusable bags. There are some exceptions, including produce bags, which will still be allowed. Restaurants can still use paper bags for takeout, but no single-use plastic bags and no polystyrene containers.
You know what I started doing, Kathy? I just keep old luggage in the car.
To bring your food in.
Right, Preston?
Listen, if you're going to throw it away, use it, repurpose it. I actually saw an article of a woman who does that. She uses her little pull suitcase to go shopping with. Instead of using a shopping cart at all.
Your Samsonite luggage.
Right in there, ready to go.
Where are you going? The produce aisle.
Uh-huh. So this is pretty cool. Wawa is launching its Skip the Bag for Good initiative in all of its 272 New Jersey stores today. Starting at 7 a.m., Wawa will distribute a total of 272,000 free reusable bags to customers throughout the state. So
we're going to work on Preston and Steve shopping bags.
I would love that.
And start getting those out to our Jersey listeners.
I only have about 1,400 red Wawa bags.
We could cause it to say Jersey bag rock.
Jersey bag rock.
That's pretty good.
We have to get the clip that so people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yep.
I'm the worst, though. I do have to remember to put them in my car, keep them in my car, whatever, because I have so many of them.
Me too.
I end up coming back with plastic bags. Yep. So. All right, in sports this morning. The Sixers will take on the Heat in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinal matchup. The Heat won Game 1. Tip-off for Game 2 today in Miami is scheduled for 7:30. Last night at the ballpark, the Phillies lost to the Texas Rangers 6-4. Mitch Garver and Jonah Heim hit home runs, and Zach Rex snapped a tie game with a 2 RBI double. failed to make two plays in the Rangers' decisive three-run sixth inning. The short two-game series against the Rangers wraps up tonight, and Zach Wheeler will get the start. First pitch is set for 6:45. And Mike Yeo is officially out as the Flyers' head coach. In yesterday's postseason press conference, the team's GM, Chuck Fletcher, said, "We dealt Mike a really tough hand," but added that the organization would love to keep Yeo employed in some capacity.
Hey,
the Flyers already began their search for a new coach, and that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. A couple of texts coming in that were confused when I said it was Ann Gorski's birthday. No, it is not really Ann Gorski's birthday. It's when we celebrate Ann Gorski's birthday on May the 4th, and instead of May the 4th be with you, we've changed it to May the Gorski with you.
Yes.
So therefore, you can say it however you like, but we've tied them together.
We say that Jesus was born on December 25th, but we know historically probably more like May.
So yeah, something around that
you
time.
You ship these things, yeah.
Yeah, so May the Gorski with you. And we are actually going to honor May the 4th be with you. We do have a contest coming up later on that is going to result in, hopefully, you winning some tickets to a very cool Star Wars-themed event.
Yes.
So we have that a little bit later on. It is, it's the Return of the Jedi Philly Pops show, and we'll have
these are not the Golskis you're looking for.
We'll have a whole bunch of tickets to give away with that, as well as some other things too. So make sure that you're with us throughout the entire program, and we'll have your opportunity to win. We're also going to have on the show today actor Rory Culkin, and he is in Under the Banner of Heaven, which streams Thursdays on Hulu. And I know a few of you guys are watching.
Absolutely.
It and said it's really good.
It is powerful.
So I will have to dive into that one when I get a chance. So with that stuff going on, we have a secret text word, too, a chance to get a four-pack of tickets to see the Phils take on the Mets tomorrow night at Citizens Bank Park. So that's up and running. If you would like to text the word secret to 39333, you'll be in the running. We'll send you the word, and we'll ask you to call in with that later on to be the designated caller and win those tickets. And also, we'll grab a random texter and give away a pair as well. So a bunch happening today. Let's take a break. Come back in a moment and give you the entertainment report with a stupid question, some other things to win. Oh, that's the sports show. There we go. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Well, check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on MMR's mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So the stupid question, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the nation's two top comedians, or two of the nation's top comedians, I should say, Eric D'Alessandro and Vic DiBattista. I'll work on that. Debbie Atito, that's how you say it. All right, so we're going to go with, since it is May the 4th, Star Wars Day, and Ann Gorski's birthday, May the Gorski with you, we're going to do a Star Wars-related question. I like this one a lot. Nick, look this up for me. What alien race is Admiral Akbar from? 215-263 WMMR. Never knew this. Love this one. What alien race is Admiral Akbar from? 215-263 WMR. We'll go through some birthdays while we await your answer. We'll start with one from the world of rock, Motley Crue. Ooh. It is Mick Mars' birthday today, and he is said to be 71 years old. So don't know if it is or not, but nonetheless, he is certainly older than the other members of the band in the movie The Dirt. They cover that like right off the bat.
It's so funny, that scene, because they're basically, who is this old guy?
Yep.
And he just gives back as good as he gets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't take any crap. He throws it right back at him. He's just kind of I think he's just a bad attitude, and he knows it.
Yes.
But
he's good.
Great guitarist. He's exactly what they needed. So Mick Mars, 71 years old today. It's also Will Arnett's birthday today.
Super talented.
Yep, he turns 52 years old.
You know, he's had a few game show. He had the Lego competition that he was hosting. where they would build all these, you know, these teams would compete and build these huge things.
Okay, I never saw it.
Yeah, and but I think he's gone down that road. He hasn't done a lot of movie stuff.
Okay. But 30 Rock, Arrested Development, the Lego movie,
yep.
Blaze of Glory, and so on. He is 52 today. Speaking of movies, B-movie star Pia Zadora has her birthday today.
I wonder who remembers Pia Zadora these days, but she was, you know what she appears in, Preston, as a kid? Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
I did not.
Yes.
I've never seen a Pia Zadora movie. Not one, but I knew who she was.
Right. She's in a movie that was considered very sexy called, I think, Butterfly.
Okay.
She married a wealthy, I think, an Israeli movie producer, and he started putting her in movies.
Oh.
And so it's one of those cases where they sort of built a faux career for her.
Yeah. Okay. She's 68 years old today. Then you have from Green Day, Mike Dirnt, bass player of the band, is celebrating a big one today. He turns 50 years old.
Who else was? Dwayne Johnson.
Turned 50?
Yeah, I'm sure they both work out together.
Yeah, they probably do. Mike Dirnt, great bass player. He does the backup vocals for the band as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the tight bass player and perfect fit for Green Day. And that's one of the reasons they're so successful. That and Billy Joe writes great songs. But he is 50 years old
ding,
today.
Ding Dirty Dirnt is what we call him, right?
Ding Dirty Dirnt.
Ding Dirty Dirnt. Happy ding, birthday. Actress and SNL cast member Anna Gasteyer turns 55 today.
Super talented. You mentioned SNL. She does a great Celine Dion.
Yes.
And she also was the music teacher on The Goldbergs.
Ah.
Or is, I should say.
And she was in Mean Girls as well.
Yes.
She's 55 today. Actor Richard Jenkins and Steve, the clip of
I got him.
I don't give an F from Step Brothers is him. He's the dad.
Give a what?
He's so great.
What he's responding to is that the boys, quote unquote, want to turn their beds into bunk beds.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I think you would want to concentrate on your job interviews tomorrow.
Yeah. But they're so excited, they come in and ask for permission to build bunk beds.
I don't give a f***. With that movie, God, I look forward to that point where we can get Adam McKay, and he's still into it, run the movie and have an evening with Adam McKay. The movie is just legendary status now.
Is Richard Jenkins, and this is just a bit part, is he the psychiatrist in Something About Mary?
Okay.
And he leaves the room.
He comes back
He's got like the bib around.
Yeah, So Ben Stiller is pouring his heart out and he thinks the psychologist is sitting behind him because he's laying on a couch and he's been talking for an hour and the guy left for lunch.
Yeah. Well, and then Stiller
slips in, and he's still wearing a bib.
Stiller starts telling the story about being at the rest stop, and like sort of being a haven for gay men. And then that grabs Jenkins' attention. He's like, "It's known as a hotbed for many, 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 many gay men."
His career really started to click when he was older, and he just kind of got into his thing. He's also in a movie, Casey, that we love, the Ben Stiller one with the. Mary Tyler Moore,
Flirting with Disaster? He's the FBI agent?
He's the FBI agent with Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
He accidentally trips on acid. It is amazing. And he's also the patriarch in 6 Feet Under.
Oh, that's right.
Spoiler alert, he dies in the first episode, but he remains as not a ghost, but a... he just kind of like, he's in the entire series.
Right. That's a guy I'd like to talk to.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
You know, we should put him on the list of people that...
give a f***.
We want to get on. He is 75 years old today. Actor Alex Gould is 28. He was the voice of Nemo. Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
In what is Finding he, like 51 Nemo, now?
He's 28 years old.
Oh,
he's
God.
Almost 51. But he was also on the show Weeds.
Yeah, he was one of the sons on Weeds.
Happy birthday to him. Pro golfer Rory McIlroy turns 33 years old. So, that guy can hit the living hell out of a golf ball.
Is he the one who's like a real supposed to be a prick?
No.
No.
Who's the one I'm thinking of?
Phil Mickelson.
That's it.
Well, that's what I've heard anyway, that Phil is really, really full of himself. His a friend of mine who's a golf pro told me that their nickname for him is Fig Jam.
which stands for F I'm good, just ask me.
Oh my god.
Damn, Phil.
But there's a great shot of Rory when he was here for Marion at the US Open. He ran up the rocky steps and he had a Phil's jersey on. A Phil's jersey.
That's cool.
And he embraced me. So I like him. I don't know if he's a nice person or not, but just because he wore Phil's hat, I'm like, good dude.
Rory is 33 today. And the last birthday, another good guy, another talented athlete, JVR, James Van Riemsdyk. And he turns 33 years old. Wow. I remember when he was 19 years old.
Yeah.
And just getting into the league. And
drafted number 2 overall, right behind Patrick Kane. It was with the team for a stretch. And then what I love about JVR is that he got traded to Toronto. But it was during a lockout. He still came to camp out for hunger. He wasn't even on the Flyers anymore. Yep. He'd been traded to another team, and he's been a friend of the show for a long time. Yeah.
Happy birthday, JVR. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What alien race is Admiral Akbar? And we will go to Ryan. Hello there, Ryan.
Preston, I feel so privileged to be chosen for the stupid question.
Welcome aboard, please, Ryan. Tell me, what alien race is he?
That is the Mon Calamari.
That is correct. Yeah.
Calamari.
Well done, Mr. Weston. Ryan, Mon Calamari, which I was asking Nick, does that mean my squid, essentially, is what it seems like? But we are going to give him a pair of tickets to see two of the nation's top comedians, Eric D'Alessandro and Vic DiBattista. They're together for the first time, and it's Friday, May 13th at Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia. Launch of their much-anticipated Funny How tour, and the showtime is 10 p.m. Tickets are on sale now via AXS.com. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We will start with this. Dr. Dawn Hughes, a New York-based clinical and forensic psychologist, testified in Johnny Depp's defamation trial yesterday, detailing how Amber Heard was repeatedly, quote, subjected to sexual violence by Depp. She also said that Heard suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of this violence. She said there are a number of incidents of sexual violence reported in this relationship. Those are documented early on, where when Mr. Depp was drunk or high, he threw her on the bed, ripped off her nightgown, and tried to have sex with her. Now, this gets a little graphic, okay?
Yes.
When Depp was not able to perform, she said, during these instances, he would become enraged. She said there were times when she forced her to give him oral when he was angry. These weren't loving moments. These were angry moments. And in a haunting addition to her testimony, Hughes said that at one point, Depp screamed, "I will kill you." And then he used a bottle to, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's what she said. She added that she had hoped that it wasn't the broken one. According to Hughes, Depp, quote, pushed her, shoved her. He slapped her with the front of his hand, the back of his hand. He choked her, slammed her into the wall. He pushed her, and when she fell down, he kicked her in the back. Hughes added that the intimate partner violence by Mr. Depp was the cause of Heard's PTSD condition. So that's what one of the experts is testifying to say.
Right.
You know?
I don't envy a jury sitting there listening to all this stuff.
You have to make a decision.
Got to make a decision.
You know? Yeah. So that trial does continue, and we will report on more of the details of the testimony when we get the information. Dave Chappelle was attacked by a fan who stormed the comedian's stage and tackled him to the ground in front of a shocked audience at a Netflix show in Los Angeles. A video from last night's Netflix is a Joke event shows a man charging on the stage and leaping on the star before getting to his feet and evading the panicked security as he fled off stage. Jamie Foxx, who was watching the show from the wings of the Hollywood Bowl wearing a sheriff's hat, rushed in to help detain the attacker, who was then reportedly subjected to punches and kicks from Chappelle's security once he was caught.
So a quick question. What purpose does security serve if you can run up on stage? we had the question pertaining to the papers that were delivered to Olivia Wilde. On stage.
Well, when you...
Isn't someone supposed to intercede before someone gains access to the stage?
When you go to a comedy show...
Right.
You're not... It's not like at a concert where there are security at the front of the stage.
Well, I mean,
so this guy, you can just... Like, when I went to see John Mulaney...
Yeah.
I could have just stepped up onto the stage.
Right.
If I wanted to. They don't have security in between me and him. Now, the way to stop that would be to put security people right there.
Well, it's a little bit more elevated at the Hollywood Bowl. The guy looks like he gained access from side stage, or at least steps from the side stage.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Because you can just, all you got to do is walk up and jump up on stage.
Like at a regular club, it would be no problem at all. But this thing, come on.
So it says here that conflicting reports indicate that the subject may have been armed with a gun and a knife, but this has not been confirmed by Los Angeles police. Chappelle, who last year sparked outrage in the trans community with controversial comments in a Netflix show, appeared to be uninjured and continued to set joking, "It was a trans man." That's what he said. And he also added he picked up the microphone following the attack and said, "I'm going to kill that N-word." Chris Rock was actually there and performed later on.
Oh, my God.
And he came on the stage and said, "Was that Will Smith?"
Oh, my God.
And then Chappelle replied, I thought it was you for a second. So footage later appears to show the suspect being treated by paramedics for a badly injured arm before he was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. After the attacker was detained, Chappelle thanked Fox on stage during the curtain call. He said, "Shout out to Jamie Foxx, by the way. Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in a sheriff's hat." After the attacker was detained, Chappelle thanked Fox on stage during the curtain call. He said, "Shout out to Jamie Foxx." Oh, I already said that.
Do you think for a nanosecond, if you're in the audience, you might have thought, oh, Chris Rock is on this show. Maybe they're having a little bit of fun.
Yeah. In fact, I think Jamie Foxx commented to that.
Right.
I thought it was a part of the bit.
Thing, yeah. You know? I don't think I would have, because Dave Chappelle has created a lot of enemies in the world just based on his comedy.
Yeah.
Not that I'm casting judgment or I agree or disagree with any of it, but, he has, he obviously has had controversial specials. And so me, I would not have.
Well, that's why you might have assumed there would have been too much security or awareness of that for someone to get up on stage.
Exactly. Speaking of Will Smith, he's been unhappy with Jada Pinkett Smith for years, and sources say that she has become impossible to please.
I don't like you.
According to OK Magazine, in addition to their marriage, the sources say that Jada has become extremely demanding with staff, resulting in her losing several longtime staff members. One source said Will and Jada previously kept household staff for many years with no complaints, but within the last 5 years, Jada became extremely demanding, and they cycled through the chefs, security guards, and trainers.
We can all speak to this. It's impossible to keep a live-in chef, isn't it?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my security guards?
Oh, my God.
They have finally learned to shut up and just let me do what I'm doing.
Or else.
Yeah.
They're not looking you in the eye.
No, of course not. Of course.
No. But also, well, not for too long before they're handed their walking papers.
It's not Taco Wednesday, by the way, you know?
An inside source close to the couple claims that Jada has grown an unbearable attitude that has progressively worsened over the years. Her attitude has allegedly upset everyone around her.
Ronaldo, I'm taking a shower. Get the loofah sponge.
So that is according to a source. Whether it's true or not, I have no idea. But nonetheless, that's one of the reports that's out. This was really disturbing news to see. Toddlers and Tiaras star Kalia Posey. I didn't watch the show. I'm not familiar with it. But yeah. She passed away unexpectedly at the age of 16. Her mother, Marcy Posey Gatterman, posted on Facebook to share the news. She said, "I don't have the words or any thoughts. A beautiful baby girl is gone. Please give us privacy as we mourn the loss of Kalia, my baby forever." Apparently, I read that she had taken her own life in a headline this morning. So the details have not yet been disclosed. She recently celebrated her 16th birthday on April 20th.
It's horrible.
Terrible, terrible news.
Speaking of that, I saw two stories yesterday, Preston, that said they were confirming. They were the only two that I saw that Naomi Judd.
I didn't see confirmation, but there's more coming out now about her crippling depression.
Right, right.
And that, you know, when the statement was from her daughters, that said they, quote, lost their mom to the disease of mental illness.
Right.
I mean, that seems like an indirect comment that maybe she took her own life.
That's what everyone was thinking.
There was an interview she did in 2016 with Good Morning America. It was talking about her memoir called River of Time. She had told Robin Roberts she battled a life-threatening depression, something the public may not have seen. She said, "Because they see me in rhinestones with glitter in my hair, that's really who I am. But then I would come home and not leave the house for 3 weeks and not get out of my pajamas. It was really bad. When asked why she was sharing her story, she said it was extreme, severe treatment-resistant depression, but she wanted to show others battling depression that they can survive. She also revealed that, and I didn't know this, she was molested by an uncle as a child. She said nobody was there for her. She said, I had to realize that I had to parent myself. While she said that therapy and having her husband and youngest daughter Ashley by her side was helping her get better, she did, however, admit that she and her daughter Winona, who have had a tense relationship, were still a little estranged. Now, that was at that time. And she had given birth to Winona when she was 18, so she was a young mom, you know. The star spoke to people about her in her memoir and depression, saying nobody can understand it unless you've been there. Think of your very worst day of your whole life. Someone passed away. You lost your job. You found out that you were being betrayed, that your child had a rare disease. You can take all of those at once and put them together, and that's what depression feels like, she said.
And that's when that's happening in your head.
Yeah.
There's no way to escape it.
There's nowhere to go. So she had said that she had thought about taking her life back in 2012. She said what stopped her was the thought of a family member finding her body. She also said that she was healing with new medications, therapies, and treatments, as well as strong relationships, including a relationship with her daughter.
So sad.
But I'm still waiting to see, you know, official word right. on that, but I wouldn't be surprised at all. All right, lighter, frivolous stuff.
We need frivolous, stupid stuff.
At this year's Met Gala, Kim Kardashian, of course, wore the Marilyn Monroe dress that she sang Happy Birthday, Mr.
Marilyn
President.
Monroe.
John F. Kennedy. I know it sounded like that one. Is that it? The dress was flown on a private plane to her house from the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in Orlando, Florida. She said, the dress was transported by guards and I had to wear gloves to try it on. I always thought she was extremely curvy. I imagined I might be smaller in some places where she was bigger and bigger in places where she was smaller. So when it didn't fit me, I wanted to cry because it can't be altered at all. Poor thing. So following,
God, I feel so bad for her.
Following the Met Gala, though, Kim ditched her strict diet. Remember, she lost 16 pounds fitting in this dress. And she set her sights on the carbs, skipping the star-studded after parties.
I'm starving.
And she said, you guys, I haven't had carbs or sugar in almost a month. Definitely 3 weeks.
Shut up.
This pizza, I'm so excited, she said in a video posted to her Instagram stories.
I'm starving.
She's getting a lot of crap for wearing it, though. Like, they basically said she took a piece of history and could have destroyed it.
Oh, really? She's catching a little bit of crap from it? Really?
Because there's video of her trying the dress on or trying to get in it, and they said like the seams definitely and you know some of the fabric was compromised by trying to
that stuff becomes very delicate after
time, of course.
I was surprised that this was at the Ripley's Museum, which is more like ball of twine and stuff like that, right. You know, that it was at sitting in this museum.
Yeah.
To me, that's Smithsonian worthy.
Are we going to glance over the fact that the dress got a private plane ride to Kim Kardashian?
That's true.
I mean, like, unbelievable waste of, like, energy and come on,
what
man.
Do you mean?
The
dress, what's wrong with that?
They put the dress on a private plane?
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
From where to where?
Me, Kathy.
No, but from where to where?
Or Orlando to Los Angeles. Okay. Or wait, where do they have the Met Gala? No, New York.
New York. Yeah. Okay. Hey, and by the way, I heard yesterday, because we were wondering, you know, what the actual event is. It does raise money. It raised, you know, like
for
a record.
For the Mets, right? For the New York Mets.
No. But they raised like the most they've ever raised before. And one ticket cost $35,000.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But Steve was wondering what they do. I mean, do they, you know, are they playing bingo?
No. So it goes towards, hold on, I will look it up, the exact name.
It's the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, Preston.
I feel like there's food, maybe not a sit-down, but somebody walking around with, like, pigs in a blanket and stuff.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hang like, on, Marissa?
I've never seen the inside of it until this year. Lizzo posted a whole bunch of Instagram stories from the inside. It just looked like a party.
Okay.
Like, they were just
like Tortinos and stuff?
Yeah. I don't know if there's a sit-down dinner or not, but, like, they were just inside the tent, kind of wandering around.
Cool. By the way, Nick, I think that there could be and should be a campaign for there to never, ever be an empty private plane ever again. What they could have done is they could have found somebody through flight records or whatever that was flying from Orlando to New York and hit them up and go, hey, we got a plane ride for you. Yeah. We're gonna save you some cash.
Hop on.
You know what I mean?
What about, like, another piece of clothing that couldn't afford the ticket? Like, there's a pair of pants that wants to get to New York.
Right. Did I say that it was just the dress that was on the plane? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I got to believe that there. It's a $5 million garment. There have to be people that come with it.
Well, yes.
There were security guards.
Plane by itself.
Yeah. They got security guards, but the intent of the flight was to put a dress on a plane to get it to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
You telling me a $5 million dress flies commercial?
That's ridiculous. So it benefits the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City.
Okay.
There we go.
But I was just wondering what they do.
Oh, at the actual event?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to know who it benefited.
No. Just what's going on in there. So
they played Locky.
Marissa said Lenny Kravitz performed.
Oh, nice.
So they have entertainment.
I heard they had a giant Jenga there as well, Preston.
Well, that's awfully delightful, so why not?
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of Kim and company, Page Six reports that Blac Chyna's lawyer, Lin Ciani, says that Chyna is planning to appeal her case against the Kardashian-Jenner family, of course. She said two things. Number one, the jury found that Chyna had not physically abused Rob Kardashian. Number two, the jury found all four defendants intentionally interfered with Chyna's contracts with the E! Network. We will appeal the remainder of the verdict, she said. Okay. How about this? Speaking of legal stuff, New York Post reports that Dustin Heiss, the man who accused CNN anchor Don Lemon of assaulting him at a bar in Sag Harbor 3 years ago, has dropped the case and had released a statement that said, after a lot of inner reflection and a deep dive into my memory, I have come to realize that my recollection of the events that occurred on the night in question when I first met CNN anchor Don Lemon were not what I thought they were when I filed this lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Heiss said in a statement, Lemon's attorney, Caroline Pelosi, said that the case was a, quote, crass money grab from its inception. So
that's weird. Yeah.
Thought it. Yep. Okay, according to the New York Post, Bridget Loves Bernie star David Bernie died on Friday.
You guys remember him?
No.
I saw a picture of him, and I'm like, I know that guy.
Yeah.
He died in Santa Monica at the age of 83 after battling Alzheimer's disease for 5 years. He married Bridget Loves Bernie co-star Meredith Baxter.
Oh, that guy.
She became Meredith Baxter Bernie for a long time. They married in 1974. They have three kids together. They divorced in 1989.
And the sitcom was them as a married couple.
Baxter accused Bernie of emotional and physical abuse in her memoir, Untitled. There were accusations that Bernie called an appalling abuse of truth. Mm. In addition to Bridget Loves Bernie, Bernie held roles in shows such as The Addams Chronicles, Serpico, and Saint Elsewhere.
That's right. He was on the Serpico TV series
as well. Yeah.
So. Did she end up coming out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's been on the show. And she loves us.
Yep, she does. So, Deadline reports that HBO Max is in talks with Viola Davis to star as Amanda Walker in a Peacemaker and Suicide Squad spinoff.
It'd be pretty wild.
Watchmen writer Crystal Henry is expected to write and executive produce the series. I don't have any other details other than that.
So, you got to see Peacemaker to see how her character has evolved. You know, she's this tough-as-nails person, but there is a side of her that is more... family base, which was weird, so I think they're going to explore that. But, her character's pretty badass.
TV Land reports that Roku released the first trailer for the Al Yankovic Story yesterday. I saw
it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Daniel Radcliffe will play the singer in that film, and as the logline reads, we'll explore every facet of Yankovic's life, from his meteoric rise to fame with early hits like Eat It and Like a Surgeon to his torrid celebrity love affairs and famously depraved lifestyle.
So they're taking a more fanciful approach, like it's more Rocket Man than Bohemian Rhapsody, right? So their flights are fancy that occur in the movie.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Like they're because he's Weird Al himself was one of the main script writers.
Okay. But should be great.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It looks great.
All right, and then one more thing. Meg Ryan is returning to the rom-com game.
What?
With another leading lady of the genre taking on related projects once more, a romantic comedy renaissance may actually be within our grasp. Ryan will star in the feature called What Happens Later, opposite of David Duchovny.
And interesting.
Sleepless in Seattle star will also direct the film, marking her second time in the director's chair. It's Ryan's first appearance since 2015's Ithaca, in which she made her directorial debut. The official log line for the movie said, what if late one snowy night you came face to face with someone from your long ago, someone who once held your secrets, because once long ago that person held your heart.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Duchovny and Ryan will play two execs who are reunited when they get snowed in at an airport overnight.
Okay. Okay. So in the 80s, late 80s, she, for me, was the perfect
girl next door.
Were you a fan, Kathy?
I liked her.
Top Gun, Armed and Dangerous, When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, When Harry Met Sally pretty much did it for me.
Yeah.
She was excellent in that. All right, and that's before we go to clips, Kathy.
Yeah, so real quick, because I did a little reading on the Met Gala, I just want to update you on what
If we want any shot of getting invited, we need to know this.
On what actually happens. So it's like any event you would think. So there's a cocktail hour. They actually tour the exhibit, so they get to see that.
And lucky.
And then it's a formal sit-down dinner where there's a performance. And it actually said that most people leave early. Like, it ends pretty early because everyone's so uncomfortable in their outfits, they want to get out of there and change and go to the after parties.
So it's mainly about showing up, having your picture taken, hang out, have a couple drinks, get out of there.
Yeah, and they actually said you're not allowed to use your cell phone, so that's why you don't see very many pictures. And they said the most pictures you'll see from inside the actual event are when people go to the bathroom and take their phone out, and there's tons of, like, famous selfies from
bathroom
inside.
Pictures,
bathroom selfies from the event.
Okay. All right, we're ready for clips to roll. After surviving a brutal assault, a woman teams up with a veteran journalist to confront her past in The Shining Girls. Here, Elizabeth Moss reflects on her career and how this new project fits in with her work.
I think the through line that sticks out now, which I never would have been able to identify like two projects ago, is an ordinary, everyday person who does not have any necessarily special skills. But is there something about them that makes them unique, and they are faced with extraordinary circumstances or challenges, and because of the person that they are able to overcome them. And I think that, to me, is really interesting to play.
I don't give a f***.
New episodes of The Shining Girls airs Fridays on Apple TV+.
You know what? I, for the longest time, thought from Mad Men and Handmaid's Tale and everything, she had this sort of persona that I thought, man, she seems like a really... like dour, you know, person. And the truth is she's got a good sense of humor and she's kind of up.
Yeah,
she she's played roles that are sort of down a lot.
I agree. Yeah. Until I saw a couple of interviews and some videos of her being playful.
She's actually fun.
Okay, yeah, she's cool. All right, next clip. Here we go. Magic Johnson has been active on and off the court. And in the new documentary series, They Call Me Magic, his impact on society is explored. And here, Magic talks about how the diagnosis changed his outlook on life.
I'm going to always be a guy who looks to give back and help communities and help people that happens to play basketball, right? And, you know, HIV happened to me 30 years ago, and it was a death sentence, they said, at that time. But, you know, thank God I talked to a woman named Elizabeth Glazier. She helped Cookie and I understand that we had to go public and help people.
The Call Me Magic is available on Apple TV Plus now.
I think I want to see that.
You want to check that out. There you go. It's your entertainment report this morning. We have a secret text word. Chance for you to win tickets to see the Phils or play in the Mets tomorrow, 6:45, Citizens Bank Park. Text word secret, 39333. And let's see if you end up winning before the show is up this morning. Speaking of winning, we're going to do a special May the 4th Be With You contest with a really cool Star Wars prize that we have your chance to win. So hang in there. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Some guests and stuff like that. We'll be back in a moment. Did something happen?
It's MMR's Concert Cash.
We were just talking about how to spend $500. Yeah!
Tune in weekdays, even hours.
I think you know this already, but you've won $500.
Yes, I've won.
Great day in the morning.
You could win $500 plus a pair of tickets to the MMRBQ May 21st.
Congratulations on winning the cash, my man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Love it.
See official rules and details at WMMR.com. Cash.
Sponsored by AAA Distributor on Grant Avenue. In stock kitchen, bath, and flooring products.
93.3 WMMR.
Thank you for listening. Cheers.
WMMR rocks.
Can I read just a nice email real quick?
Absolutely.
I'm a couple of days late with this because it was it does pertain to this guy's birthday, but I got this.
This is one of Preston's heroes?
Letter. It's just a really nice thing. His name is Anson, and he wrote him. No, we're the heroes in this story.
Oh, all right.
But he writes, what it do, roast beef? I posted a picture on Twitter last year, February 2021, when I was in the hospital and was waiting to find out about losing my leg from stepping on a screw and being diabetic and overnight infection. It was a tough one. I made it through, and after a long recovery, I made it out and kept my foot. But you hit my Twitter post with a retweet, and I had so many random private messages, over 100, from people in Philly wishing me well and a quick recovery. They didn't even know me, but they showed me love and best wishes. I appreciated it more than words can say, and it helped lift my spirits when I was out there, when I was in there for 2 weeks. And then I seen y'all hit me with a mention on Twitter over the holidays, checking up on me, but it has been busy keeping the lights on and working out here in the sticks of Pendleton, Northeast Oregon. That's where he lives.
Oh, wow.
He said, but today is my birthday. On April 21st, I turned 40. And during times like this, you start looking back on life, and I wanted to thank your show and WMMR for everything y'all have done for me since I discovered the show since, I think, 2006. I listen to music on the streaming app quite a bit. Jam podcast for driving late nights. I enjoy your interesting perspectives and discussions, and I can't thank you enough for making me laugh so many times during the day. While everywhere you look, everyone's trying to one-up each other with the melancholy of life and keep it sullen, y'all keep it as joyful as possible and take my mind off my stress and day to day. So much more I want to say, but I know you're all busy. Love you all and keep up the good work. And you have lifelong fans in me and my three kids who also listen with me daily when we're cruising. It says, peace and love from your Native American listener in Oregon, Big Whisper, and from my three kids, Pork Chop, Fozzie Bear, and Chubba. So I thought that was a really nice email, and I'm happy to hear that he's on the other side of that issue.
Absolutely.
And happy 40th birthday to you, man.
He kind of nailed our, what we all sort of decided to be our method of operation, which would be to be that respite from all the stuff that you go through.
Yeah.
And that was really, really lovely the way you said it.
Yeah, we try to avoid that. I mean, every now and then there's something that we may go into. This is a little bit more on the serious side, yeah. But having fun is kind of our motto here on the show.
Yeah.
Try to do that.
We're too dumb to do anything else.
Then another quick one, because this ties in with today. This is from Jules in Birdsboro, and she says, hey, sorry to bother you at work, but I'd love to get a shout out for my brother Mike. His birthday is May 13th, but he listens to podcasts, so anytime between now and Ann Gorski's next birthday would be great. He moved to the Scranton area a few years ago with his wife and twin 10-year-old daughters. He continues to spread the President Steve love up there, even giving his twins hooked on Steve's Yoo-Hoo. If you could send him a juicy shout-out with some Yoo-Hoo attached to it, it would be the best birthday gift I could send him other than a Lou's Zepp or Corpalese tomato pie. Thanks, Bunches, from Jules in Birdsboro. So. There you go.
I told you, people still drive by my house and do that.
Do they? They'll drive by and yell Yoo-Hoo?
If I'm outside, I get it at least once a week. And I don't...
Yee-haw!
I know it's one guy in a pickup truck, but then it was another car, so I don't know if it's the same guy in a different car or somebody else.
I got an interesting greeting the other day. My son and I were walking our dogs in our neighborhood.
Right.
And there was a couple that were out in front of this house. They didn't live there, because I've seen the couple that live in this house, but I said hi to them, and the guy just goes, holy yes, it's Kenny Knight. And I'm looking at Carter, and he's smiling, and I was just like, oh, my God, it was so funny.
So they are we at the point where they sort of appreciate what you do, your kids, or are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, not that they don't have to, like, you know.
They're not embarrassed by it, or.
I just wonder how it goes through the different stages, because, you know, To have someone who has a sort of a public figure as a father,
I could see that.
Yeah, it might be kind of weird.
It's,
yeah.
It's funny though, Steve, because all of our kids have grown up with this as the reality, right? So like every one of our children, that's the life that they know,
right? I guess that's true. Yes,
it's what Kathy does for a living, and Casey and Preston and I do.
That's why my cats are blasé about it. Yeah.
But it's our jobs, and so when we talk about it in those terms, I think that they just think of it as the job. You know,
yeah.
it's what we do, yeah. And where we go to work for a living.
Yep. Hey, I want to do. I saw this article. I thought this was kind of interesting. Speaking of parents and teaching your kids stuff, a gentleman by the name of Doug Weaver's mom. Did exactly that, taught him something. She had what she called her multi-year Husbands in Training program.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug, who's now grown and married, recounts the details of his mom's curriculum in a TikTok video where he shares exactly what he learned from this course.
Now, let me show you what you're going to do on the honeymoon night.
Oh God.
Oh, God, no.
There's a little bit of that. So the training covered everything from chivalry to etiquette to consent and even pornography, specifically ethics in the porn industry. This is his mom.
Get that camera up in there.
The latter was something that most teens might find hard to discuss with anyone, let alone their mom, but it's an important conversation nonetheless, and one that in the Weaver household came with quizzes as well.
Man.
So Doug has already, not so jokingly, threatened to resurface one of them from the depths of his laptop, but he hasn't done that yet. But while respecting and honoring women was at the forefront of the lessons, Doug's mom also covered other topics like listening, how to handle a situation where your parents or where your partner is wrong, and how to approach them in public with a grievance versus in private. And in his video, Doug sums up the lessons as being, quote, all of the things that really just make you a decent human being.
So he's happy with the results.
Yeah.
And how long did this process take? Or was it through his all the formative years?
He didn't say it.
Was it one intense weekend?
It just said years long training.
Oh, okay.
Which is, that's smart. That's pretty cool. I never thought to, you know.
Did you get a we talked about this. I didn't get the birds and bees chat from my dad. You know, I had an older brother, but my mom would occasionally tell me things that you know, made a lot of sense. My father was more like a global sort of life situation, and my mom was the one who would be more likely to instruct me about the ways you act with people and courteousness and things of that nature, you know?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
With me and probably sounds about right in my, although I do have talks with my kids from time to time, I just don't think my advice is very good.
Do you want me to talk to them?
I don't think I word it properly. Casey gives great advice.
Yeah.
Casey gives good fatherly advice. He tells me some of the conversations he has with his kids.
Really?
I'm really impressed. Makes me feel like a lousy father.
It is.
Because I don't communicate it very well. Huh. I have another friend of mine, a buddy of mine, Will, who is like perfect at that type of thing.
Now, is that because they're doing what their parents did, or is it like case or
No. My parents didn't talk to me about like
kids tonight. We're going to talk about the sup dog.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, I would rather talk about doggy say, Dad.
Doggy say,
yeah. No, so Kath, I didn't have a lot of those conversations with my parents. I never had a birds and the bees chat, and you know, anything along those lines. And so I want to. So you talk about birds and the bees. I want to have that conversation with my children. I think my wife should have the birds and the bees chat with my daughters, but I want to have a conversation with them. That's just one step further. And if you want to take this in a direction,
no, Steve, I'm fine. I'm listening. I'm giving you maximum clearance.
Because I never felt like I could ever talk about that stuff with my parents.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Just not something that I ever instilled to this day. Can't talk, there's no reason for me to talk about that stuff with my mom.
Mom, look at this. I have a question.
Look at this,
for
look
you.
At this, mom.
But
that's effed up, isn't it?
Mom, can I talk to you for a second?
So here's the main thing I want to.
There's a sup dog on my penis,
and it's real, real simple. This is just the main message that I want to extend to my children,
mother,
my daughters, and my son. Is that sex is not something you do to somebody. It's not something that you have done to you. It's something you do with somebody,
it's
right?
It's a job opportunity.
So like, you're...
So make sure she's higher up in the company.
No, because it's like, you know, we all know that it's an enjoyable...
Can I talk to you for a minute?
It's an enjoyable thing, something that you share with somebody. It's something you do with and not to.
We're talking about something that is an issue, because with now the access to pornography. And listen, everyone has a mobile conduit to all of this stuff. And we talked about how many experts and specialists have said, you know, don't take your cues from seeing that about how about intimacy between with someone you love or care about. And that's a good example. How was that received when you...
I haven't done it yet. You know...
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
They're not my kids aren't there yet. As far as I know, and I don't think I'm
You're the parent, you make the call.
Yeah.
It's like you call it Tuesdays.
I was never ever
comfortable. Still not comfortable talking to my parents about anything sexual, right?
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
All I want is to let my son know he can be comfortable talking to me.
Yeah,
and if,
that's everything.
And if he has a question or needs to come to me with anything, I'm there to listen. I'm there to help. But I always felt awkward around my parents discussing anything sexual. So if I can reverse that a little bit,
right?
But I'm never going to put it on him to be like, hey, man, we need to talk about this right now. Because I know that it makes kids feel awkward.
And what's the scene? Forgive me for not specifically remembering where it is. But the parent is trying to give the talk to the child, an adult child, or getting ready for getting married or whatever. And the quote-unquote kid starts to think, what you want to tell me is that... And the parent starts nodding, and then they finish up by going, I'm so glad we had this talk.
No, I don't remember. What I do know is that based on the music that my son listens to, is there's a lot of that stuff that's already out there.
Right.
And I don't necessarily like the way that sex is portrayed in the music that he listens to. It is really misogynistic. So he and I need to have this chat.
My daughter and I are rewatching Stranger Things to get ready for the fourth season coming up. And in the third season, Hopper, Eleven and Mike are starting to have a relationship. And they're kissing and they're making out stuff. And he does not like that at all.
No.
And so Joyce, the Winona Ryder character, tries to tell him, here's how you need to talk to them. And the scene of him trying to speak to them, saying we need to have boundaries and feel so we can feel comfortable and open. And he just can't do it. He's just, for some people, it's really hard to express that or to speak in certain terms. And it's really hard to convey what you're trying to. And eventually he just bails. He's like, your mom called. We need to go now because your grandma's going to die.
Yeah.
He just lies just to get him out of there.
It's got to be such a daunting thing. And I think what you said, Nick, and what all you saying, listen, as much as you beat yourself up for not being able to be like other parents, Preston, I'm sure you're doing obviously, look at your kids. You're doing a great job. So.
I hope so. We have a very loving household, so I'm lucky in that regard. By the way, we can say the word discharge on the air, right? I mean, you can
say
not the whole thing. I think you can go up to discharge.
He says, well, then I'm doing
and
it.
And then stop there.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute? I have a strange discharge.
And that's it.
From the hospital.
From the hospital.
Yeah.
From the military. From the military.
From the army. Strange discharge. From...
Wait.
Mother, I have a strange discharge.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute? I have a strange discharge.
Mother, I have a strange discharge
from the Air Force.
I have to be quick on the button, but wait.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute? I have a strange discharge from the Marines.
That was good.
That's so gross.
It's from like the late 1960s or early 70s.
Mother,
and
I have a strange discharge.
And it is a...
Sweetie, can you wait till our party's over?
Right. It's a video about how, to talk to your kids about stuff.
I know Bill loves the repetition of the clips, too. We play it over and over.
Can you wait till the Smiths leave?
These sensitive subjects. Speaking of that, going back to this guy whose mom created a husband in training course for him. Apparently, some of the things aren't very obvious or as obvious as you might think, because once Doug made it to high school, Doug's father realized that a lot of the things that his sons were learning from their mom were things that he was never taught growing up. So he decided that he also wanted to take the husbands in training course. And as Doug said, they learned to be better men for their mom. And looking back on it, what did Doug really think about his multi-year program? It's got some mixed reviews. While Doug feels that there are parts of his husband's in training that, quote, should never see the light of day, like the detailed porn quiz, he revealed that other parts will be revived for his own husband's in training course that he hopes to complete with his son.
I think things like chivalry are certainly well worth visiting, and, all those things that are sort of held sway over the way you treat people in general.
Yeah.
And in a positive way.
Yeah.
Be a good person.
Yeah, be a good person and also, respecting the relationship that you have with your significant other.
Be able to identify your various discharges.
Yes, if you don't know.
Mother, I have a strange discharge.
From the Marine Corps.
Definitely getting in trouble today.
No, we're not.
You are. You are. We're not.
Yeah, you will. You were laughing.
I have the one-on-one today, so.
I know this is all Kathy.
I'll hear it.
Oh, all right, good.
Oh, boy.
He wants us to stop talking.
Oh, okay,
apparently
sorry.
Was the case, so I did not know that.
I need you to stop talking.
All right, let me go to, I'm going to go to Tim. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning, It.
Good morning, It. Tim, what's up, buddy?
So this might be slightly off topic, apparently, but this happened Saturday, and, you know, just kind of in the doing the right thing and talking to your children. I took my son on his first train ride. We were going down to see my wife play softball in Northeast Philly, and we got on the train. We got off at 8th and Market, which turned into a long, you know, pause, and we got some lunch, and a guy was picking up a car to tow it away because it was parked illegally. So I was going through the life lessons of there's rules that you have to follow and everything, and here's what he's doing now. And my son's like, but why? He's in that stage still a little bit. And the guy picking up the car, he looked over and giggled a little bit, like wow, I've really never had this process narrated to me before. And I looked at him. I would have forgotten all about this, but he looked at me and he goes, you know, that kid right there has no idea how good of a father he has.
Oh, man. God, that's awesome.
The time. Yeah, I mean, it was the most mind-blowing thing for me. At that point, I was like, holy cow, I need to up my game because normally I'm not like this, you know, too much, so...
So I'm not a parent, Tim, but I have parents. And so I would say this is that I see so many people who beat themselves up for, you know, for being less than what they, again, you Preston, looking around your environment and looking at other dads and criticizing yourself. I think, you know, as long as you're trying your best, you see your heart's in it. There's love. You're trying to make good people. And I think that it all works because, you know, I think your natural inclination is to beat yourself up and hold yourself up to a higher standard. But here, Tim, you had a moment where somebody who is a total stranger gave you a compliment like that. That's obviously something you're going to carry with you forever.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. By the way, here's a text that says, so my six-year-old just asked, what's a discharge?
Oh, boy.
And then they wrote, awesome.
Well, I mean,
that's when they let you out of the military.
You have an honorable discharge.
Yeah, honorable.
Right,
yeah,
which exactly. Is when you create a
Dad,
child.
Can I talk to you for a minute? I have a strange discharge.
There was a, there's a movie called Captain Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
With Viggo Mortensen.
Yes.
And at the end of the movie, his son is 18 and he's going away to college and they had been this really tight family unit. He gives him, I'm getting a little choked up, I'm thinking about it. He gives him this concise life advice that is just spot on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? And I just wish I could come up with things like that. There are other great...
Hire a screenwriter.
Well,
Yeah. Just, and then you'll get it because you're not perfect.
Grab your children and go, listen, guys, I want to tell you something. And then turn the TV on and go, listen to this.
Right,
this
is what exactly. I want to tell you. This is my comment usually. My no. My refrain is from my kids when they ask a question is, yeah. Man, I don't know.
Turn the movie on in the other room and move your mouth to it.
Yeah.
My cousin's son asked her the other day, what exactly is whore? And she was like, and she like called her husband. She's like, a little help here.
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't want to say, you know, I didn't want to say she. Like, right. So she was going like, well, it's a person that. And she's like, I'm stumbling all over my words. And she kind of got it out. A little bit, and he goes,
you know, Aunt Cecilia.
So he goes, what? He goes, I meant like, he goes, I thought it was like a movie. And she was like, what did you say? He goes, horror.
Oh,
a horror movie.
My God.
He asked what horror meant, and she told him what a whore meant.
That's how we ended. That's how we ended up with the haunted horror ride.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Seriously,
that's right. That's literally what happened.
Hayride.
Yeah, it's a horror hayride.
The horror hayride.
It always sounded like a horror hayride.
Oh my God,
that's great. You guys, and now I'm thinking of other movie scenes that where great advice is given. Kathy, I know you hate the movie Boyhood. But Ethan Hawke's character throughout that movie gives his son wonderful advice as he goes through. It's clear, it's plain, it's good. And I wish those things were at my fingertips. You know what I mean?
So do you ever just read through like Bartlett's quotations?
No.
No.
Yeah, because there's I believe it's categorized. You know, you have, that's the whole purpose of it. Why? It's a stupid thing to say. But you can go to what great communicators have said before you, and not every you build upon certain things, but you sometimes can get inspiration for guidance, and I think and it works. But listen, as long as you're speaking from the heart and they know you love them,
yeah,
you're ahead of
when
the game.
When I say, man, I don't know, that's really coming from the heart.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They would appreciate, rather than you saying, how are your discharges?
Yeah. Man, I don't know, but good luck.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Let's go to, hold on a second, I have Loretta. Hi, Loretta, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Loretta?
Well, I might want to know how I explained to my son about tampons.
Okay.
He was 8 years old, and he came home, and he goes, I'm never using a tampon. And I went, you're right, you're not.
Yeah.
I think you might mean condom, and yeah, you will. And then he wanted to know what a tampon was, so I gave him a very basic explanation, and I said, I'll tell you the rest when you're later.
Do you know what a good, okay, good description?
Older, I'll tell you the rest when you're older. And he said, no, I want to know now. I want to know now. So I said, okay, I'll tell you, but you're not going to like it. Okay. I want to know. I want to know. So I explained everything, shedding of the lining, the whole thing. And he just looked at me and went, you're right, I don't want to know.
Yeah. Nice. To say they're pool noodles for mice.
Thank Loretta. Oh, my God.
Right? I do use when you're thanks, older Loretta. And, like, he seems to accept it. You know, when there's things that are not age appropriate, I'll say, you'll learn that later. We'll teach, you know, we'll tell you that later. And right now at his age, he's accepting it. So
if I may just jump in quickly, Nick. I believe, so, Kathy, to that point, if I pressed on a thing as a kid, I remember my parents telling me in a way, both my dad and my mom, Here's the deal. And if I could process it, I got it. And if I didn't, it was like, okay. Like I, at least they made an effort in a way. So it was up to me then. Can I process it? I guess I can.
Well,
okay.
But I mean,
maybe we'll revisit this later. You know what
I'm
saying?
There are some kids, but they'll press and press. Like her son. Like,
They'll
press and press and press. And then you're like, well, what do I do? I got to tell him. And then it's like, you know what? You were right, Mom. I should have waited.
Celia's a whore.
What's terrible is that we do have an Aunt Celia, you're using that in the story. She's definitely not a whore.
But Steve, you're absolutely right. There are kids of a certain age aren't able to process the information anyway. So you can tell them exactly what a period is or how to use a condom or whatever. But if you're like a 9-year-old boy who has no idea that how to grasp a concept of sexual relations, that's not going to make any sense to you. So you can explain it in as clinical terms or as empathetic terms as you possibly can.
Okay.
And it does. Yeah, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to teach you this again or tell you this again when you're 12 or 13 or 14.
It's like there's a scene in the movie, the original Airport, where they're having to turn the plane around because there's a guy on board with a bomb. And so this kid who's very inquisitive and kind of a nerdy kid is, you know, I think we're turning the plane around. And the pilot comes out and says, you know, he goes, well, okay. And lays out all the data, and the kid's looking at him, and he goes, oh, okay.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow, I thought it's a nice idea to think about. It's not too early to, you know, talk to your kids about how to treat other people, maybe especially in relationships. And this mom created a husband-in-training guide for her son, and he appreciated it.
I feel that, my mom and dad, my mom more on the civility and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I feel I got that training, and I'm thankful for that.
Very much so. All right, well, anyhow, thought it was interesting to share. We need to take a break because we got to stay on time for things like Concert Cash, which is coming up at 8 a.m., not too far away. We're going live on Fox. Good day. When we return, and Bizarre File, more coming up. We'll be right back.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
93.3 WMMR Van Halen. We are going live on Fox Good Day right now.
I have to run off to work.
Right
but
now.
I know you and Alex from the Preston and Steve show. You know, because they're trying to scramble to get to work, but they have their radio on in their car, and that's kind of how they know us.
And they look forward to Wednesdays, and so do we.
Hi.
Hey, Preston.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Alex, set it up.
So there's a surgeon in Los Angeles, and he's helping take men to new heights. He promises a surgery that can add an additional 3 to 5 inches.
Of where?
We're talking height. Oh, my goodness. Well, here's the thing, though. It costs $75,000. That's the lowest cost. It can cost up to $150,000, depending on, you know, how much you want and all he has to do. So they insert a rod inside the bone of a man's leg.
Oh, my God.
And then over time, because he breaks the bones, puts in the rod, and then over time they crank that rod so it expands and slowly lengthens you over time to get those extra 3 inches or up to 5.
Wow.
Sounds fantastic.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
I mean, what a joy. So they break your legs, and then they sort of, torture device, raise you up over time so that you can have possibly 3 to 5 inches in additional height, correct?
Yeah, then you got to learn to walk on those.
You have to use a walker for 6 months after.
Well, I assume they're doing both legs at the same time, right? You can't go around with one leg 5 inches higher than the other.
Exactly.
Hey, if this is legit, I see this as being way more, practical than plastic surgery, than facial reconstruction surgery and stuff like that. You can get more. I mean,
how about just lower your face? You'll look taller.
Right. Oh, my God.
The problem is proportions, right? So, I think the shortest male member of the show. This is something that perhaps I would fancy if I were between 18 and 23 years of age. At 46, I don't really care how tall I am anymore. But the thing is, everything is usually proportional, right? So your arm, they're not lengthening your arms. Right. They're not lengthening your torso.
You won't
they're
be able just, to get money out of
you
your pockets.
You've got these long legs. Alligator. You're going to look like Gumby.
You'll look like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my thing is 3 inches, does that really make a difference?
That's
well, we'd have to ask you, Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You walk into that one, Alex. Honestly.
I'm taking you to
5'10". Well, Casey, listen, did your height bother you? How tall are you?
I'm 5'7 now, but yeah, I mean, for a little while it did. Like, when I was 16 years old, I was 5'3".
Wait, one of the pictures, the show pictures that we have, Casey's standing next to me and I had heels on, so he stacked books and stood on them.
That was a joke, but...
No, but you still a little bit. You have height consciousness.
Probably. I mean, it really doesn't bug me all that much.
Need I remind you guys, and Alex and Mike, you know, we had Mark Wahlberg in here. He's, 5'7"? Tom Cruise, 5'8". Yeah. So, I mean, the height... Listen, I've always been, 6'1". I'm shrinking slowly, but I don't know if... Is it worth it to have your legs broken and have that stuff put... I don't think so.
And would you disclose that? Like, let's say you're on a date. Like, do you bring it up? Do you just never tell anyone after you've done this?
Alex, I think if you're walking along and screaming in agony, you're going to have to mention it.
What the hell's wrong with you? How much was it? $75,000?
It starts at that. Mm-hmm.
But you raise a good point. If you're you probably might be prompted to get this if you're 5'4" or whatever. Or so what? Mm-hmm. So you can be 5'7"?
Yeah.
But, all right. So at 5'7", you give me 3 inches. I'm now 5'10", which is a little bit more respectable. But like, you give me 5 inches, and all of a sudden I'm 6 foot tall.
To look like a still,
I'll give you the world. Real quickly here, do we have the graphic for Nick's event?
I believe we do.
I know we do. It's a week from Sunday, isn't it, Nick?
Yes, it is. And Mike, thank you for agreeing to come. Alex, I know that you can't make it, but thanks for giving it a plug as well. Yeah, it's basically the Team LLS Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I'm running for Man of the Year. I've been nominated. It's a fundraising event. So May 15th, which is a Sunday, it's going to be at Urban Saloon in Philadelphia, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. $40 at the door, and it's going to be beef and beer kind of a style thing. But all the information that you need is up on PrestonandSteve.com or on my Instagram or Twitter accounts. But thank you for giving it a plug. And Mike, thank you so much for agreeing to come. It's going to be great to see you.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's in Fairmount, right?
Fairmount District, Urban Saloon.
That's a great place.
15th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Nick, thank you for what you're doing there.
Yes,
that's
it's great. A
great
event.
Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all. We'll see you next week.
Right.
Good day. It is Wednesday, May
4th. We'll see you guys. All right. By the way, it's 8 o'clock. We got to do this.
Now, here's your concert cash keyword.
All right, the word is look. And you have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter that. So look, L-O-O-K. Three ways for you to enter it. You can text it. The special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or if you'd like to be entered, do the $10,000 grand prize. Enter it via the MMR app or at WMMR.com. And then one random entry will win $500 in our company-wide contest. And all MMR winners receive two free tickets to the MMRBQ. Winners will get a call from our company, Beasley. Make sure that you answer your phone. There are contest rules available at WMMR.com. And it is sponsored by AAA Distributor. Again, the word is look, L-L-O-L-O-O-K. So make sure you enter that correctly, L-O-O-K. Good luck to you. Let's take a look at traffic, see what's up, Kathy. What you got for us?
An accident on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's now off to the right shoulder, so they have been able to reopen the lanes. Westbound, you are jammed from Willow Grove to the Mid-County Tolls, where the right shoulder is blocked. On the Schuylkill Expressway, eastbound, you're slow 202 into Belmont, the Boulevard to the Vine. Westbound, past Young to the Vine, the Boulevard to Gladwin, the Blue Route out to 202. Blue Route northbound jams 95 to the Media Bypass. And then on the southbound side from Broomall to Media.
Dad, can I talk to you from...
Oh, my God. Yeah. 422 eastbound jams from 29 to Trooper. There's an accident there off to the right shoulder. 42 freeway northbound slowing from College Drive to 295. 55 northbound jams north of Deptford to the 42 freeway. And then across the Ben Franklin Bridge, westbound, we're jammed from the Toll Plaza to 8th and Vine. And actually, now there's an accident on the Vine Expressway. You are stopped eastbound from the Schuylkill to 8th Street, where the left lane is blocked. This traffic report brought to you by Wawa. Wawa hoagies are made with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Now you can add fresh mozzarella to any hoagie. Gotta have a Wawa. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Let's do the B-Fire.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre Fire.
Brought to you by Mulch Works of Aston. They offer the highest quality mulch and topsoil that's manufactured on site. Delivery or pickup residential and commercial markets. You can visit mulchthis.com. Well, this is always interesting to see when something like this happens. A Ford GT owner in Boca Raton, Florida, crashed his recently purchased supercar into a tree on Friday evening because he was, quote, unfamiliar with how to drive a stick shift.
Oh, geez.
Why? Why? By the way, the car cost $704,000.
Oh, God.
And he doesn't know how to drive a stick. Oh, the driver, 50-year-old Robert J. Guarini, told cops that he lost control after downshifting while leaving his housing development. This led to a head-on collision with a palm tree. Guarini then told a nearby security worker that he did not have his phone and needed a ride back to his house, where he spoke to authorities via landline after leaving the vehicle unattended. Through the police report says that Guarini told officers the crash was caused by inexperience of the manual transmission. The Ford GT owner told Road and Track over the phone that there was more to the event. He claims that old tires, muddy pavement, and fresh detailing were all factors causing into the 550-horsepower supercar to swing out and hit a tree.
Preston, you know how hard it is to keep control of a car when it's been detailed.
I mean, you know, it's so clean. The driver also told Road and Track the crash occurred as he shifted up into second gear from first, not downshifting. He said, I don't want people to think that I was racing at 90 miles an hour. I was going at 35 miles an hour.
Out of the community.
Photos from the crash site show that the damage is limited to the front third of the car. The hit was substantial enough to trigger multiple airbags, disable the vehicle, and cause the GT to slide far enough after hitting the tree that it blocked a nearby sidewalk. It was not registered, and he was not insured when the crash occurred.
No. Excellent.
Guarini claims the car was covered under an umbrella policy and that he just didn't have the documentation available when the crash happened. Police report listed the VIN indicated that the car was purchased at Barrett Jackson Auction in Palm Beach in early April for $704,000, which is about the going price for a 2006 Heritage Edition GT.
It's gorgeous.
That would make a replacement a very expensive endeavor. By the way, Guarini was issued a citation for driving with a suspended license and a warning for operating an unregistered vehicle.
Well, it kills me because he did everything right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a little less than that, but I know somebody who borrowed somebody's very expensive car. I forget what it was. It may have been a Lamborghini, something like that. And they're low to the ground, so you kind of have to know what you're doing when you're driving. And when he parked, the curb was, like, you know, a little bit higher and slid. It was like, and then was like, oh, my God. And you have to back up and backed up. And, like, the whole front of it and, like, underneath was just destroyed. It cost the owner of the car just for him to park the car. It was, like, $20,000
God. Wow. You got to be careful in those things. A woman pronounced dead after a car crash shocked mourners at her funeral by banging on the coffin and showing signs of life. Rosa Isabel Cespedes Cayaca.
Is anyone out there?
interrupted her own funeral with stunned family members hearing a noise from her coffin at the service in Peru last week. She had been announced as a fatal casualty after being involved in a catastrophic crash, which also took the life of her brother-in-law. Her three nephews were left with serious injuries following the incident. And following the tragedy, Rosa was placed into a coffin ahead of her funeral last Tuesday, but mourners gasped when they heard noises at the start of the service. Her relatives, who had lifted the coffin onto their shoulders, immediately lowered it and opened the lid to find her alive and peering at them. Wow.
It's like an Edgar Allan Poe story.
The cemetery caretaker, Juan Segundo Cajo, commented, "She opened her eyes and was sweating. I immediately went to my office and called the police."
So we assume they didn't embalm her.
No, her family picked up the coffin and took her to the hospital. The Rosa's still inside. Medics put her on life support after they noticed she had weak signs of life, but sadly, she died a few hours later. Right? Our family are calling on healthcare bosses for answers to find out why she was declared dead in the first place. Rosa's relatives believe she may have been in a coma after the accident, which could be the reason medics thought that she was dead. Police in Peru are now investigating the incident. I have another similar story to that coming up a little bit later on. A restaurant that served a Boston suburb for decades has been forced to permanently close after an oil delivery driver's mishap led to a large amount of heating oil being dumped into the basement.
Oh.
This happens. Yeah. Arum's Cafe in Belmont made its goodbye announcement via Facebook. The restaurant was a breakfast and lunch spot known for its Armenian food that first opened in 1987. The restaurant owner, Aram Potsaljan, said that he was working the grill in late January when he heard a flushing sound and discovered an unfamiliar reddish liquid flushing underneath the stairs in his basement. An Arms Cafe customer who works at a gas station across the street identified the liquid as heating oil. Before he knew it, he said approximately 75 gallons of BioHeat Super Plus, a combination of biodiesel and heating oil, had flooded into his basement. He told newspapers that the fuel tank was removed from his restaurant years ago when the building was converted from oil heat, but the pipe from the outside to the basement had been left in place.
But you're right. Sometimes this happens with home heating oil as well. Sometimes this is a situation. But that's just a nightmare.
He said somehow whoever disconnected the tank forgot to cap the pipe from the outside. The owner of the company involved in the incident, Cubby Oil, admitted that one of his delivery workers made a mistake by delivering the fuel to 85 Trapello Road, the address for Arms Cafe, instead of 81 Trapello Road.
They should have capitalized on it and made it a thing so that with each meal you get like a quart of oil and instead of chopsticks, you use dipsticks.
Owner Charlie Ugiletto said that the worker entered the address into the GPS system. It took him to the wrong building. If the worker's truck had been on the wrong street, it would not have allowed him to pump the oil until he confirmed the current location. In this case, a warning did not come up because the GPS led the truck to that location.
I just did a quick search. What's the quintessential Armenian dish?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Not familiar with Armenian food. But he said, "I want to apologize to Aram for the mistakes we made. I certainly take full responsibility for everything.
Sorry.
For everyone that works for me here. No one did anything intentionally. It ruined about $60,000 worth of merchandise and did a lot of damage to the building. And so he had to shut it down, which is too bad because of that, mistake. And that is what we have in the bizarre file. Nick, do you find anything about Armenian food?
Lamb, eggplant, bread, also known as lavash. Basic features of the Armenian cuisine.
Lavash.
I love lavash.
Lavash, yeah. Armenians traditionally prefer cracked wheat to maize and rice.
Ah. There you go.
My roommate in college was Armenian, and her family owned a cheese company. And I don't know if that's known or whatever, but it was some of the most delicious cheese I ever had.
Really?
We lived on this Armenian cheese, yeah.
Okay.
It was a 90s band, the Armenian cheese.
I love it. All right. You have about 5 minutes left to enter the word look. It is our concert cash keyword right now. So get that over to us. You can text it to 45911 or you can enter it via the MMR app or WMMR.com. So the word is look, L-O-O-K, by the way. When we return, it's May the 4th. We have Star Wars-related stuff to give away and non-Star Wars-related stuff. But we also have a May the 4th special contest that we're going to get to when we return. And you really don't even need to know Star Wars in order to win. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. Proudly supports the American Cancer Society Bike-A-Thon Bridge to the Beach. Celebrating 50 years of riding for a world without cancer.
Hey, it's Marcus. Join me and Team WMMR on Sunday, June 12th for this family-friendly ride to save lives. We'll start by crossing the Ben Franklin Bridge. Whether you ride to honor a loved one or in memory of someone you've lost, you ride for them and with them each and every mile. All Team WMMR riders get the official Team WMMR t-shirt courtesy of Wilson's Secret Sauce in Upper Darby.
The ACS Bike-A-Thon, another way 93.3 WMMR is putting Philly first.
With home value.
Today is May the 4th. So may the Gorski with you, my friend. No, we're gonna explain the whole Gorski thing here in a second. Marissa found the origin of that.
The Gorsk is the force that ties the universe together.
It is. Yeah. It is, absolutely. So with May the 4th, being May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day, we are going to do a contest. And it's simple. We pretty much everyone, I think, does some sort of a bastardized Yoda impression. You can do the voice to some extent. And we have taken famous movie lines, and we are going to Yodify them this morning. If you can name the movie that the line comes from, so you don't even need to know Star Wars in order to win. If you just are a fan of movies, you might win a prize.
So Yoda's known for his unique speech patterns.
Yes.
Like a lot of his times, the predicate will sit before the subject.
So 215-263-WMMR. We will Yodify famous movie lines, and you'll get it once we start to deliver these to you. And if you can identify the movie, you win a prize. And we do have up for grabs, Casey, a couple of cool things.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, we have these tickets to give away for The Man, and they present Star Wars Return of the Jedi live in concert on August 11th. And that is the Philly Pops are going to play the Oscar-winning composer John Williams' iconic musical score live as the film is being projected on three giant screens. And
that's
you can
awesome.
Get all the information you need at mancenter.org. I've never been to one of these events, but Nick, you have.
There's
and
so
you
much
rave
fun.
On them.
And the movies that you've seen a million times, it's just different. They're emotional. And the music, obviously, the John Williams score is just incredible. And to hear it done live by the Philadelphia Orchestra is an
incredible
thing.
They do a great job.
They do.
Like I've seen that, and I've seen the Carl Stalling project they did with the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
And see a full orchestra do that.
I saw the Zelda one okay. they did to the game. So, yeah. It's excellent.
It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. So call right now. Let's get you on the list for Star Wars Day.
Star Wars.
215-263.
Star Wars.
WMMR is the number.
Give me the Star Wars.
And you just need to know movies. And each one of us, by the way, on the show is going to deliver a line in our own unique Yoda way. Even Kathy, which I can't wait to hear. We might even have a surprise guest who will do one as well. Now, before we do that, while we're getting callers on the line, we also say, outside of May the 4th be with you, we say, May the Gorski with you. And for those who may not know the whole Ann Gorski saga, I don't even remember all of it other than I had forgotten to send a birthday wish or something like that. Marissa found the audio of the origins of Ann Gorski.
Think of how many things we observe and celebrate these days that we really don't know the origins of. Add this to the pile.
So I'm going to play a little bit of this, and I don't know if we'll get to all of it, but this will sum it up. Here we go.
I would like to apologize to Ann Gorski of Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
What'd you do to her?
Well, I did do something to her. Unbeknownst to me. So let me explain this. I keep stuff in my briefcase, and sometimes I get a little too cluttery in the briefcase, and I forget that things are in there. And I'm like, I wonder what these two envelopes are in my briefcase. So I pull them out. They're sealed. They have postage. They're addressed to Ann Gorski in Pottstown. And I'm like, well, how the hell? These are not to me.
Yeah.
How the hell did I get this?
I'm not Ann Gorski.
And you know what? I opened one. And I'm like, I'm just going to open it and find out why I have this, because otherwise this is just a mystery. And I open it up, and you'll see there's a card, and it says happy birthday on it.
Oh, no.
And then I open it up. It says, hey, happy birthday, Ann. Thanks for listening. Preston, Steve, and we all signed these.
Oh, no,
you didn't.
And I was so confused by this. There's two of them. There's another one here. And this one says, happy birthday. And it says, Ann, happy 40th birthday. No sad bro, Casey boy.
Oh, man.
And Marissa signed that one. And I'm like,
well, how the hell did these hit? So I came to Marissa, and I'm like, Marissa, help explain this to me. How did I end up with these? And she goes, maybe somebody sent you these with self-addressed stamped envelopes, and you were supposed to sign them and get them back in the mail.
All right, so that was what that was about.
Right.
And now, how did Ann Gorski Day come across? Hold on, Marissa, yes?
I let this one roll out, and it'll explain the next one.
Oh, so right. I continue? All right, okay. All right, here we go.
Yeah. And they were going to arrive to Ann Gorski, unbeknownst to her, because whoever sent these to me gave me the address and the postage with their name on it. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. They're postmarked May 4th. Oh. There you go. So I've been sitting on these for months. And so whoever sent these to me must think I'm the biggest dick in the world. So Ann Gorski of Pottstown, Pennsylvania. First of all, happy birthday.
Yeah. Yes, on May 4th.
And second of all, I am sorry that I did that.
Yeah. All right, so May 4th, 2021 is on a Tuesday. And so I just wrote down, we're going to remind you next year, we're going to wish her a happy birthday.
Yes.
On her birthday.
Well, I don't know if it's actually her birthday because this is when they paid for the postage. That right. Well, it won't be close. But anyhow.
Yeah.
You always pay for the postage on the birthday.
Yeah. Okay. And so then
that makes me complete sense now.
Then that is how the birth of Ann Gorski Day. And then Marissa, hold on. Yeah.
And then, so that was July 21st, 2020. And on May 4th, 2021, Nick goes, guys, it's Ann Gorski's birthday. We have to wish her a happy birthday. And then Ann Gorski calls in. We ask her if we ever sent the cards. We never sent the cards.
We never sent them.
Even after all that.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's how...
And the legend is born.
Yes, Ann Gorski Day was born. So may the Gorski with you.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to play this game, and we are going to Yodify some Star Wars, or actually movies... We're going to deliver these movie lines for you from famous movies in a Yoda way. And if you can identify the movie from the movie line, you win a prize. All right. We have a variety of things to give away, the Star Wars experience and also some beers and so on.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can.
You're going to try. So let's go to Danny. Hey, Danny.
Hey, sorry to bother you guys at work.
Nah, man, we're doing a contest. It's all good. Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll deliver the first one. I'll kind of break the ice here, and I'm going to give you a famous movie line delivered in the style of Yoda. You ready to try this out, Danny?
Let's do it.
All right.
An offer he can't refuse, I'm going to make.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
An offer he can't refuse, I'm going to make.
You sound like a Muppet.
Well, that's
Frank Oz was the voice. He's the voice of Grover and Miss Piggy and all that. He was Yoda.
So you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have no idea.
Oh, Danny. Oh, wow. Sorry, man. All right. Should I do another?
Yeah.
Right, let me go to Drew. Hi, Drew.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Drew, I'm going to give you the same line. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
An offer he can't refuse, I'm going to make.
Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, okay. No.
These are not Star Wars movies.
They are
movies.
Not Star Wars movies.
It's a famous movie line that we have Yodified.
What?
Did you get another? No, sorry, Drew. We'll do one more, and then we're going to move on.
Another chance you will not get.
Nick, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Nick, do you need me to do that again?
Just for the sake of, so I can get a laugh, yes.
Okay, fair enough for you.
An offer he can't refuse, I'm going to make.
Is it The Godfather?
It is The Godfather. That is correct. Hang on a second, Nick. We are going to give you some Bezos, man.
Yes, Nick, you have got yourself a case of Loverboy. You might recall Loverboy from Bravo's hit reality series, Summer House. And Loverboy is a high-quality, low-calorie, zero-sugar, sparkling heart tea. And you can enjoy Loverboy at Stowe's Bar, located at 236 Market Street in Philly.
All right, let's try another one. We will go to Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I got you.
Yeah.
You went right to the yeah.
All right, Tyler, we're going to have Casey deliver this one. We'll go around the room. Here we go. All right, Tyler, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, good. Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Ooh. Sorry. Okay. A feeling I've got in Kansas anymore, we're not.
That would be The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Well done.
Yeah!
Well done. Hang on, Tyler. Here's what we got for you.
You got a case of Loverboy. You might recall Loverboy from Bravo's hit reality series Summer House. And Loverboy is a high-quality, low-calorie, zero-sugar sparkling tea. And you can enjoy Loverboy at Keswick Tavern, located at 294 North Keswick Avenue in Glenside.
All right, so our guy doesn't have to stay on hold for so long. I'm going to go to our surprise guest. I wanted to break the ice right. real quick here. We have someone who one of his main talents is impersonating Yoda. He's known for it.
According to him.
According to him. He is our... does he have the movie lines, by the way?
Yes, he does.
Okay. He is our former sales manager, local sales manager, and a good friend that we've known for years and haven't talked to him in a while. Mr. Jim Andrews is joining us. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
That is uncanny.
It's, wow. It's like Frank Oz.
It's like being in the movie.
Hey, Yoda, can you put Antez on?
All right, Jimmy, you going to give us a hand here?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, he's not going to break character at all. All right, what I'm hoping is that our listeners will be able to hear it. So we're going to try this out. I'm going to get listener Joe on the line. Hey, Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Got you.
All right, Joe, our special guest Yoda is going to give you a movie line. You ready to try this?
You got it.
All right, go for it, Jim.
Talking to me, are you?
Oh, man. I know definitely De Niro.
Talking to me, are you?
is it Taxi?
What? One more word. I'm going to give it to you, but...
Okay.
You're correct.
Give us the second word.
Taxi something.
Driver.
Yeah! Yeah! There it is. Well done, Joe. Hang on.
All right. Wait, I got to find my winner's sheet here.
What do we have for him?
Joe, we got a pair of tickets as The Man presents Star Wars Return of the Jedi live in concert on August 11th. The Philly Pops will be playing Oscar-winning composer John Williams' iconic musical score live as the film is projected on three giant screens. And there's more information at mancenter.org.
Excellent. Jim, thank you so much, buddy.
Welcome, you are.
We'll talk to you later, man. We had to get him on because that's his one of his favorite things is the Yoda voice.
I'd love to see Yoda with the mohawk and the the gun in the mirror.
Oh my God! All right, so we're gonna eventually work our way around to Kathy doing this, mind you. That's gonna be the moment. But we're gonna go to Mike next. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. May the Gorski with you. All right, Mike. This is Steve. You going to handle this?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Mike, here we go.
A bigger boat we are going to need.
That'll be Jaws.
That is correct.
Nice work. I think it was hands down the best Yoda so far, even better than Antez.
You got it, Mike. Here's what we have for you, sir.
Mike, for you, we have a case of Loverboy from the hit reality series Summer House on Bravo. And you can enjoy Loverboy at Keswick Tavern, located 294 North Keswick Avenue in Glenside.
All right, we're going to get another caller. It's Ron that we will go to. Hey, Ron, how you doing, buddy?
You guys are Ron.
Oh, hello. Thank you, buddy. All right, so we're doing Yoda movie lines.
A hooker I am not.
And you get to have the esteemed pleasure of Kathy Romano.
Ron, I'm so sorry.
Doing a Yoda. We've never heard this. She's never tried this.
I've never tried it. I know Yoda talk, to be honest with you. I think I got Yoda mixed up with the other one that just makes noises.
All right, well, the
Chewbacca.
One that just makes
noises. R2-D2. Chewbacca.
All right, you ready to try this, Kath?
Oh, man. Not really.
All right, Ron.
All right, Ron.
Do your best. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
I'm so excited. I am so excited.
It's usually best to start with a... It kind of gets you in the mode.
But I can't do that thing you guys are doing in the back of your throat.
Can you do this?
Do Sling Blade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The truth you can't handle? The truth you can't handle?
That's Yoda's
mom. That's good, right?
That's Yoda's mom.
Yoda's principal.
Terrible, but it's a few good men.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
You got it. You got it, Ron. Here's what we got for you,
Ron. It was so good, Ron got it.
Spot on, man.
Ron, you, for that, won a pair of tickets as the man presents Star Wars Return of the Jedi live in concert August 11th. The Philly Pops will be playing Oscar-winning composer John Williams' iconic musical score live as the film is projected on three giant screens. And all the information can be found at mancenter.org. And by the way, the man is spelled with two N's. Yes. M-A-N-N, center.org.
All right. And I think we're going to get Marissa to do this, too.
Okay.
Does she have movie lines?
She's got movie lines.
She's surprised.
Next is going to be Nick, though. We'll get Kristen on to play with Nick. Hey, Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. May the Gorski with you.
May the Gorski with you as well. All right, Kristen, Nick is going to handle this one. You ready to try? This is the longest one I think we have.
Or we should have given that one to Kathy.
No, please.
You're right. The shortest one.
You want to try this one, Kath?
No, all right. You go.
All right, you ready, Kristen?
I'm ready.
All right.
The box of chocolates, life was like. What you're gonna get, you never know.
Very good, Nick.
That was adorable. It is Forrest Gump.
Yes, absolutely correct. Hang on a second, Kristen. Did you get that right? We, of course, have a prize for you. What's it going to be, Casey?
Pair of tickets as the man presents Star Wars Return of the Jedi live in concert on August 11th. And all the information for these tickets and the show can be found at mancenter.org.
All right. Nick, that was really good.
It was like
that
was a serious one.
That was, yeah. The end of a Jedi.
You may be introspective.
Yeah.
All right, we will go to...
Kathy did a good job.
We will go to Jimbo next. Jimbo!
Hey, Grandma.
Hey, Grandma.
The word is not orange.
Right. Jimbo, you get to play with Marissa, who, like Kathy, has probably never in her life attempted a Yoda impression.
Not once.
Well, Preston, when we were bringing up the possibility that they would do it last night on our conference call, you immediately, I can't do that. I can't do that.
No, yep. All right, so Marissa, like I said, it's good to start off with a
Okay.
Yeah, and you should probably pick the longest one left.
Thank God Nick got that last one. All right. Here we go. Kathy, any tips? Just go for it. I'm really concentrated. I've been thinking about it. Hello, you had me at.
Oh, you didn't even try.
That was wrong.
That was okay.
I that was her normal voice.
No, she was doing Yoda in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. try to really dig down there.
Hello, you had me at.
Can you put a little...
Her voice is so high, it can't go down low.
Can you growl at all?
Yeah.
Can you go... Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Hello. Hello, you had me at.
You can do it. You did it. All right, Jimbo. Do you know what movie that's from?
Jerry Maguire.
Right. Absolutely correct. It was good. Jim got it right. All right, what do we have for him, Case?
All right, Jim, for you, we have a pair of tickets as the man presents Star Wars Return of the Jedi live in concert with the Philly Pops playing the iconic musical score live as the film is projected on three giant screens. And you can find all the information at mancenter.org.
All right, we're taking movie lines and we're Yoda-fying them, not only with the impression, but with the speech pattern as well.
A strange discharge I have.
Yes.
For a minute, can I talk to you, Dad?
Let's go.
A strange discharge I have.
Let's go to JR. Hello there, JR.
Will the Gorski with you.
Yay. Yes, yes. May the Gorski with you, sir. All right. I'm going to deliver this line to you. Tell me what movie it is. You win the prize. Are you ready, JR?
Yeah.
Okay.
My man.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mock.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
To my little friend, say hello.
Say hello to my little friend, Scarface.
Yeah! Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Here's what we have for you, JR.
All right, we're giving lots of these away. So happy to do this. You have a pair of tickets as the man presents Star Wars Return of the Jedi live in concert. On August 11th, the Philly Pops will be playing Oscar-winning composer John Williams' iconic musical score live as the film is projected on three giant screens. All the information is found at mancenter.org.
All right, we have a few more to go here. I will pull up Chris next on the phone lines. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Ann Gorski.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, all of that. Love it. All right. So, Chris, we're going to have Casey deliver a Yoda-fied famous movie line. You identify the film, you win. You ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right.
This one is tough, by the way, I think.
Okay.
A throne of lies you sit on.
Can I hear that again?
A throne of lies you sit on.
This is a hard one.
It's a classic for the...
We will tell you this. It's a comedy, to give you a hint.
It's right on the top of my head. I just can't get the words out.
All right.
Sorry, man. We got to go to somebody else.
All right, we will try out Scott next. Hey, Scott.
Hey, fellas, may the Gorski be with you.
Yes, may the Gorski with you, sir. All right. Do you need to hear that line again?
I know, but I just love hearing Casey.
All right, I do too. Go ahead.
A throne of lies you sit on.
Okay. What is it, Scott?
Elf?
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, Scott. Yeah. All right, Scott, hang on. Here's what we have for you, sir.
All right, we got a case of Loverboy. You might recall Loverboy from Bravo's hit reality series Summer House. And Loverboy is a high-quality, low-calorie, zero-sugar, sparkling hard tea. And you can enjoy Loverboy at Stowe's Bar. That is Stowe's Bar, located at 236 Market Street in Philly.
Yeah! All right, let's get another caller. Who was that? Who was that caller?
That was Scott... Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to Grant next, and I have him on the line. Hi there, Grant.
Hey, may the Gorse be with you.
Yes. All right, Grant, we're doing Yoda-fied movie lines. You ready to try this out with Steve?
Yeah, go for it, Steve.
All right. The wrong week I picked, it looks like. To quit sniffing glue.
Airplane.
Yes!
Yeah!
All right, Grant. Here's what we have for you.
All right, we're also going to hook you up with a case of Loverboy, which is a high-quality, low-calorie, zero-sugar, sparkling hard tea. And you can enjoy Loverboy at Keswick Tavern, located 294 North Keswick Avenue in Glenside.
All right, we have, let me see here, one, two, three, four more. So that means both Kathy and Marissa get to do this. In fact, Kathy is going to be next, and we're going to line her up with John. Hey there, John.
Sorry for bothering
you.
I blew another one.
No, bothering at work, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for bothering you.
Do it again.
Bothering you at work, I'm sorry.
All right, John, we're going to have Kathy try this one out. You ready?
I was really good last time, so you're probably going to get this. All right, ready? Here we go.
So there's a chance you're telling me.
Kathy, that was excellent.
You're making me do this.
Give it to him one more time.
Give a little grunt before you do it again.
Wait, you went.
So there's a chance you're telling me.
Wait, now I sound like a 15-year-old boy.
Sorry, Mr. Jones. Is Debbie home?
It's all right, Kathy. I got it.
All right.
What is it, John?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. All right, John, here's what we have for you.
All right, we got a case of Loverboy, a high-quality, low-calorie, zero-sugar, sparkling hard tea, and you can enjoy Loverboy at Stowe's Bar and Grill, 236 Market Street in Philly.
All righty, it's another John that we will pull up on the phones. It's John M. this time. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. May the Gorse be with you always.
Yes.
Thank you.
And always with you and with your spirit.
And with your spirit.
All right, John.
We lift up our Gorskis in peace.
We are going to go to Nick for this line to be delivered to you. You ready?
All right.
All right, John. Here we go.
Here we go, John.
The rebel
a loner I am, Dottie.
No, I'm doing it again.
It's hard sometimes, man.
A rebel, a loner I am, Dottie.
Is that, Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah! All right, John, you just won a prize, and it is this.
It is a pair of tickets as the man presents Star Wars Return of the Jedi live in concert. That is going to be on August 11th. And Philly Pops are going to be playing the iconic musical score as the film is projected on three giant screens. And all the information is found at mancenter.org.
All right, we will move on to, we have two more left. We'll go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
That could actually be a Star Wars sound in the hallway. Yeah, that's not bad.
All right.
Sorry.
No.
Hit both.
Okay.
That's the ship flying through the sonic blast.
All right. Who's next?
This is Marissa, and it's a long one.
Marissa is next with a very lengthy one for you, Chris. You ready to try this?
Lucky me, yes.
This is a tough one, too.
Good luck, Chris. Dig deep for this one.
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
All right, it is a comedy. Here we go.
What year?
Early 2000. Three times bigger than this building has to be at least.
That was a little better, Marissa.
Thanks.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I used your tips, Preston.
Was that the whole thing?
Yeah. That was a long one.
Do you want more?
Yeah.
You don't want more.
Give it to him one more time. I want to hear it one more time.
if you can, read it slightly angry, because that's how it was delivered.
Three times bigger than this. This building has to be at least.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Steve.
All right, I think I have it. Is it, Zoolander?
Yes! You got it.
Hang on, Chris. We got some beer for you,
yes,
man.
We do. We got some, what do you call them, Press? Beezers?
Bezos.
Bezos is a clump of hair from your stomach.
A goat or something.
We got,
Jeffrey Bezos.
We got Loverboy, a high-quality, zero, low-calorie, zero-sugar sparkling hard tea. And enjoy Loverboy at Keswick Tavern, located at 294 North Keswick Avenue in Glenside.
All right, we have one more to do. I think we should have Kathy do it.
I agree with you.
It's a shorter one, too.
It is a short one.
Both she and Marissa have been stepping up big time.
What? They could team up because there is a line after this one.
Give it to her.
Yes, you are correct.
Let's all of us give the response.
Well, I think the ladies.
All right, okay.
I think that would be great. We're going to go to Elias for our last one. Elias, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
All right, you ready to try this?
I'm ready. It sounds like you're giving me the hardest one for last.
No.
You get both ladies in this one, all right?
All right.
It's a threesome.
Same time.
It's a Yoda threesome. Mm-hmm. Daisy chain, we will.
Ready we are.
Comes there are three.
Now they're getting it.
You guys are finally getting it. I love it. All right, here we go. Elias.
Marissa, best friends did we just become?
Yep.
That wasn't bad.
That was awesome.
It was so good.
That was excellent.
Elias.
I got it. That's Step Brothers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Elias, we got the final prize for you, and it is this.
That is a pair of tickets as the man presents Star Wars Return of the Jedi live in concert on August 11th. The Philly Pops is going to be playing this iconic musical score live as the film is projected on three giant screens. All the information that you need is found at mancenter.org.
And how about that game?
Yeah.
Our May the 4th contest this morning. I want to thank Casey, came up with the idea for that.
Yes.
I want to thank people who stepped out of their comfort zone this morning to try out their very first Yoda ever.
Were the best performances. I have to give it to Marissa, to Kathy and Marissa.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. They got it. Yeah. They got warmed up and you nailed it on that last one.
Nailed it.
Yes, you did. And may the Gorski with you. Oh, that's fantastic. All right, we're going to take a break. We have coming up a little bit later on, actually. After a
Rory Culkin on the program, and we have more concert cash and tickets to give away, so don't miss. We will be back in just a sec.
The MMRBQ is almost here, featuring Disturbed, The Pretty Reckless, Living Color, and maybe you.
Oh, that's right. This year, we debut the Preston and Steve Side Stage. Live band karaoke with Sidearm, plus our friends Froggy are going to be playing live. And it's the return of the Jackie Bam Bam Party Deck.
Want to sing on the Preston and Steve Stage? Get audition songs and details at WMMR.com. Then submit your video on social media using hashtag MMRBQ. Also, we're excited to announce our limited-time 420 ticket offer. Four lawn tickets at $20 each. MMRBQ 2022, May 21st at Waterfront Music Pavilion.
Presented by NJM Insurance Group. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. And sponsored by Pro Team Collision.
93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks your summer.
All right, well, quickly, we're going to talk to two people, and we are going to reveal the results of the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, amazing.
Just announced moments ago. But first, we need to go to somebody who's some very important news for us. It is this Catherine that's on the line?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hi, Catherine. Good morning to you. You have a special reason for calling us, and that is?
I just won $500. Oh! Yes,
Catherine. And where are you from, by the way, Catherine?
I actually am in Baltimore.
You're in Baltimore. What are you doing in Baltimore?
Well, I live here, but I've been listening to you guys forever, and I listen through the app every morning.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, you know, that means, Preston.
Well, did you enter through the app?
I did.
That means you're registered for $10,000.
Whoopah!
The grand prize as well, which is fantastic. But that is awesome, Catherine. Do you get back up to Philadelphia from time to time?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Love it. Wonderful. Well, listen, you got to come up on May 27th because you are going to the MMRBQ. We are going to give you tickets to that, and you get $500 to boot. How about it?
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Catherine. We love you. That. Congratulations. Yay! And like I said, next time coming up at 10 a.m., and that'll be here before you know it. But ladies and gentlemen, stop the music. Clear the phone lines. I give to you right now, as we speak, Ann Gorski. Oh! Good morning, Ann Gorski.
May the Gorski with you.
Oh, it's Ann Gorski Day. It's not even your birthday. When is your actual birthday, Ann?
It is June 30th.
June 30th.
Well, it's not that far away.
That is not that far away. No.
No, it's not. But we can celebrate all year.
Yes. If should you feel the need, you can celebrate Ann Gorski all year
That's
long.
That's why those the cards were postmarked in May to make sure she got them in time, correct?
That must have been
right.
It.
There we
yeah.
go.
That was my sister, Denise. Yep.
And she sent them to me to have the show signed to send to you. And instead, it sat in my briefcase for months and months.
And I never got those cards.
I know. Well, someday we'll make good on that. What are you doing on this most auspicious of days and Gorski Day?
Oh, gosh. Going through licensing at work.
There you go.
And where do you live?
Oh, it's a busy day.
What neighborhood do you live in? Whereabouts do you reside?
I live in Lower Pottsgrove.
Okay, I checked the calendar, and if you want to email me, I can send you some information. But we actually have an event on the night of Thursday, June 30th, of your birthday, so maybe we could celebrate with you.
Oh, that'd be cool. All right, thanks.
Yeah, send me an email.
I will, thanks.
All right, just don't send it to me because I'll misplace it.
Yeah.
You'll
will
get
not.
It in August.
I will not. Yeah. Lesson learned.
All
lesson
right.
learned.
Excellent.
Listen, I was just wondering, can I do a little butt plug for my birthdays?
Sure. It's your day. Yeah. Do whatever you want, Ann Gorski. Go ahead.
All right. So I work for an agency called LifePath. We support people with intellectual disabilities. And we have a fundraiser that we are back in person this year. It's June 4th at DeSales University. So if anybody wants to donate to our agency, that would be awesome. It's lifepath.org. But, yeah, we would love any support that we support for these guys.
And the event is on June 4th?
June 4th, yes.
What is the event? Is it a dinner or
a
party?
It's a walk.
It's a walk, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So a fundraiser walk for our company.
All right. Yeah. And you know what? If you can email the specifics to Nick, we'll make sure that we pop that up onto PrestonandSteve.com and help spread the word about it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Ann. May the course keep with you.
Love you.
We love you. There she goes. The one and only Ann Gorski on the Preston and Steve Show.
And a quick shout out and hello to our friends, Steve Wilson from Wilson's Secret Sauce. So today is his and Kelly's anniversary. They got married on May the 4th in Vegas. Their son's name is Luke, so they must love Star Wars.
They have to, right?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, the first time I think I had ever met them, she was pregnant with Luke. And so we love those guys. They're really great people and great for the community. So congratulations and happy anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely want to send a big happy to you guys. All right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees are in for the 2022 ceremonies. And I'm taking a look at these. I'm going to reveal what these are. And I'm telling you now. This is probably the least rock and roll series I've ever seen. Yeah, there's some good stuff in here, but it's a lot of the rock has been sucked dry from this particular.
You would not want too much of that at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
At this group of inductees. But there's some that I'm really happy about. And we'll start with one that I'm thrilled about, Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She certainly deserves it.
Absolutely. And her husband is super talented, a good guitarist, and a good songwriter.
Yep. So she was one I was really pulling for.
So when she gets it, does the band get it? Because it was Pat Benatar. It was always Pat Benatar, but...
Yeah, I don't know who's stuck with her. I think it would be just her, to be honest, and her husband. Yeah. But I mean, who actually gets one of those statues?
I don't know.
I would think would just be her, probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I would imagine that they have information about the rock and roll inductee, that maybe there's some mentions of other people and who are in the band.
She's very cool. She's very fun. She's got a great attitude. I was on a Pat Benatar cake for a while. I love We Belong and some of the other songs. You know, she had some really solid hits. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. All right, also in, and I personally am happy about this, but some people might see it as questionable, but Duran Duran. Got in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
They were, I think, my first official favorite band. You know, it was like one of those ones where I knew all the members' names and all that. Like, yeah, so these guys were my absolute first favorite.
They are great musicians.
Yes, they are.
They're great songwriters, too. They're on the lighter side of rock. They're on the poppier side of rock, for sure.
They were in that era where you had stuff like this coming out. A lot of bands had a Duran Duran sound, but they had their own thing going.
Yep, and they will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What a fantastic concert. I saw them live. It was when Come Undone, that song had come out, and a few others. And I was right down front because I worked for a radio station. We were playing their current music at the time, so I got really good seats. And everything, Girls on Film and Wild Boys and, these songs, Hungry Like the Wolf from Rio. And it's just like song after song after
song.
Ordinary World, great song.
The Reflex was huge for them.
They did their version of White Lines, which is really cool as well. Reflex,
Black, black, black.
So congratulations to Duran Duran. Now we get even a little bit more questionable, but there's always, over the past few years, there's been more of a hip-hop flavor that's been added to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Eminem is now going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I see that. There is an incorporation of rock into some of his stuff. So if you're some of the others that are already in, I think he has a ballad. You know, who else is LL Cool J's in it as well? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've forgotten who all from the hip-hop community has made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But Eminem will be added into the hallowed halls, and I'm sure that'll be one of those that a lot of people go, I don't think so. But, listen, he certainly has a rock attitude. Also joining those ranks will be, and this is more on the poppy side, but Eurythmics has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I love the Eurythmics.
Great band.
Annie Lennox has a fantastic voice.
Yeah. Dave Stewart, a great songwriter, great producer.
Tom Petty.
He's written for other people
yeah.
and done a lot of things throughout the world of music. But yeah, Eurythmics has a stack of great songs. And she, Annie Lennox, you're right, Steve. She's an outstanding singer.
So remember her after Freddie Mercury died? She and Bowie covered Under Pressure on stage at amazing. Wembley, I think it was.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And they did their own thing with it. They didn't try to just recreate the song as it was recorded.
Do you know they did a great...
It's phenomenal.
Both of they composed the soundtrack for the second movie version of 1984 with Richard Burton was in it and John Hurt. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing.
I have a question about this song. It's called Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, in parentheses. But she says are made of these.
Yep.
What the hell?
Sweet dreams of... I thought she was just kind of changing the pronunciation on this.
Yeah?
You know?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Musicians do that.
Check the lyric sheet and see how they have it listed.
Sweet
right?
dreams are made of these. Yeah. I mean, listen to some...
Who am I to disagree?
Listen to Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah.
And tell me... If John Fogerty doesn't tweak with all the pronunciations of some of those words.
It's kind of like Shirley Feeney would say, God is great, God is good, and then we thank you for this food.
For this food. Yeah.
Because...
It
you
doesn't
know,
rhyme with food.
So it's sweet dreams are made of these instead of saying...
is it these or this, Kathy?
It's this.
This,
okay. Right.
Instead of saying, who are we to disagree?
All right. Can you play it again? I want to hear...
Can you?
We can skip over.
It's like there's a second channel carrying it in Spanish.
I'm just saying.
Hang on a second.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Yeah, these.
Yeah, I've been singing this.
Nick, I'm with you.
40 years I've been singing these.
Belting you know it in the car, these. Yeah.
You know how it drives me crazy when people are singing G Love's cold beverage without the song being on? They'll go, I like cold beverages.
Right.
I like cold beverages.
What is it?
And
beverage?
I ask G, I'm like, you're saying, I like cold beverage, yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he...
Yeah.
He concurred. He's saying, I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
It doesn't sound like that.
Because the sentence is not grammatically correct.
Right.
No, it's just, it's music. It's just
a cold beverage would
please.
Be the proper way, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're just playing with it a little bit. So back that up just a little bit more so we can hear say these. Did you hear that fart in there, too?
No,
I didn't hear that
fart
at all.
Why'd they leave
just
that in there?
Now.
I think somebody got it wrong on Jeopardy recently. There was a game show, and the person
It was
said,
Jeopardy.
Was it Jeopardy?
It was Jeopardy,
they,
yeah.
They said, sweet dreams are made of these, like how I've been hearing it, and the answer is actually of this.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the cool. Eurythmics category.
Yeah.
And we have played on many occasions the 8-bit, and I think the Sweet Dreams 8-bit sounded the best out of all of them. This is...
That is pretty cool.
It's very close. Well, they were very electronic.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's they've got it bouncing around a little bit. All right. Two more to mention, by the way. These are inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, there's three of them.
Okay. I'm sorry. You're right. Three more. And actually, there's a few more after that, too. This was a big question, whether or not she was going to get in. But Dolly Parton has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Was this what she said? No, I don't want...
But it was already too late.
Oh, okay.
They had already made the tabulations. And
she
was
really, as you pointed out, Preston, was unaware the broad spectrum of musical styles that are currently in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so once she was apprised of that, she understood that it was okay if she was in it. She did not want to take away a slot from someone she perceived as being straight up rock, not realizing that people like Donna Summer and LL Cool J and other people are in it.
Do we have Jolene anywhere?
Oh, it's a great song.
See if you can pull that up because her vocals on that, she hits these notes. Man, she had a really high register. That song is badass, man. Jolene.
Wow. Does she sing on Drinking Stein?
She actually does,
I
believe.
I don't know.
That Stallone version, but she...
Wiser, you created a monster.
I want to say that... Wait, yeah, we have her doing Drinking Stein.
Wiser, you created a monster.
Great.
And this is much better. Drinking Stein.
Time.
And a spine of Dr. Bud is just a pint of
Right. Is Stallone eligible?
That's him accepting his award.
I never thought I'd be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But it's quite an honor.
They have someone in Russian interpreting while he's there.
Wait a second. Did he just... Moron! Wait a second.
In the studio singing backup for the Eurythmics, and I said, is it these or this?
It was his idea.
And I said, you know you're from England land, but you don't speak none too good English neither.
All right, so the only Jolene we have is her performing it with Pentatonix.
Well, let's hear a little bit. Okay. Hang on a second.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Wow. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
God, I love her, though.
What's that, Kathy?
I love her.
Hey, she's amazing. You know,
and even all the work that she's had done, like, she's so open about it. She's like, yep, and I think I look good.
She says her exact quote is, it takes a lot of work to look this cheap.
Yep, a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, so Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay, another questionable one for sure. The guy was a hit machine and has written a ridiculous amount of number ones. But Lionel Richie has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oh, is this so good? All night long?
Yeah.
Yeah. He, in the 1980s, had a number one hit every year for that entire decade. That is amazing.
Yeah, you know what? And again, there's so much I love of what he's done, especially a lot of the stuff with the Commodores. I love Easy. Such a great song.
Yeah.
And there's a guitar in that.
Yeah. Say you, say me. Listen, it's a stretch.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't... Personally, if you have the name Rock and Roll Hall of Fame...
Should be rock and roll.
Dolly Parton, yeah. Lionel Richie, probably not. You know, Eminem, probably not.
Madonna.
Madonna, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a whole list of people that kind of blur that line or like, don't even really go to a rock, or maybe one song they kind of played a little bit of rock.
Do you know what a lot of this is as well? And I forget who pointed it out. It might have been... was it John Fogerty or somebody, perhaps? Talking about the fact that... With rock, also, they to keep the broader appeal going so that people who might not be just straight-up rock would be interested in going to this or supporting it, you need to have, as they say, throw them a bone.
Sure. And they're going to run out of artists eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to take their time.
Yeah.
Steve, you asked earlier about hip-hop artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so here's a quick list for you. Jay-Z, N.W.A., LL Cool J, Tupac, Public Enemy, Beastie Boys, Grandmaster Flash... Notorious B.I.G., so there are a lot.
And yeah. I wonder, Steve, we were talking about the other day, and I was listening to some music from him. It was Lou Gramm's birthday the other day, Foreigner.
Right.
Would Foreigner ever end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think they have a legit...
They had loads of hits.
Yep.
They are certainly in the rock genre.
Yeah.
Yet, they're looked upon as kind of more corporate and a little bit more less genuine.
Def Leppard, at a certain point, was in... Def Leppard would be like corporate rock.
Yeah, you know, bands like Kansas and Boston and you know, are
Bachman kind of, Turner Overdrive.
You know, they all, if you're going to put Eminem in, they all need to go in.
No, I agree. And
they
I think
all need to go so in. I think Styx should be in there.
Oh, Styx should absolutely
be
in
there. A bunch of groups that probably it's going to be a while before they, I think they will eventually make their way in, but... even, you know, you get into some of the glam stuff in the 80s, you know, Poison and bands like that. I mean, will they end up? I don't know. We'll have to find out. All right. And then another one in the performer category, because there's a couple of other categories, which I will mention. But Carly Simon has been inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She's great.
Yeah. She's more what I consider to be adult contemporary.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of folk rock. So she in the James Taylor camp, as she was married to James Taylor. Yeah.
Is he in? James Taylor in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He has to be, right?
So she was of that. In fact... They have a kid together, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's probably 50.
You know, yeah, Dave Matthews inducted James Taylor. No, wait, maybe he did.
It was Stallone.
No, I think he did Jackson Brown.
First time I ever heard Sweet Baby Jane, like, Jesus Christ. tearing up like a pussy.
Okay.
And you can't be doing that. Huh. I mean, you're Rambo and Rocky and Cobra.
Trying to get those Russians, you know. Weeping like a little bitch.
He was inducted by Paul McCartney, and okay. I know why, because he was the first artist signed to Apple.
Yes.
If I recall correctly.
Paul, I'll take this one.
What's that?
Paul, I'll take this one.
All right, so Carly Simon, by the way, besides You're So Vain, Anticipation,
yeah.
Another big hit of hers.
Too Late. Is that her?
No.
That's Carole King. Carole King.
That's
yeah.
Carole King. But there was, she was of that ilk, of, yes. of that group of
there was an ilk.
Singer-songwriters. So.
We are the ilk.
It's a good band. Oh, yeah.
We have a similar sound.
Band name.
That's not even a joke.
I'm good.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw the Elks. Will you? You know, but a similar elk.
Yeah. All right, so Carly Simon in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, here's a question. So I see a name on here, and I see a category. It's the Musical Excellence Award.
The very goodness.
Given to artists, musicians, songwriters, and producers whose originality and influence creating music have had a dramatic impact on music. And in that category is Judas Priest. And so they will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame under the Musical Excellence Award.
All right, so here's the deal. Are they inducted or have they been inducted under the Just Should Be In There Anyway Award?
Yeah, and shouldn't they be under the Performer category?
They absolutely...
I don't quite understand that, but...
What is the... Yeah, we need to find out why. Are they already in under...
No.
Well, then this is a weird thing.
I think this is you talking about throwing a bone.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is. Yeah. So
there's no, they need to be straight up, no nuance, no look over here sort of move, so straight up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Steve, they've been nominated. This is the third time they've been nominated. They were nominated in 2018 and 2020, and then they got in under this category that Preston just described.
That's like when The Martian won for best comedy.
Yeah.
All right, so Judas Priest, but they're in. That's great. Happy for Rob Halford and company.
And he's very gracious and wonderful, and they deserve their spot.
Under the Music Excellence Award category also will be Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Now, they talk about hit machines.
Yep,
Janet Jackson would not have had the run she had without these guys. These guys are producing machines.
Yep, so they get in that category. And then... The Early Influence Award, which is given to a performing artist or group whose music and performance style have directly influenced and helped inspire and evolve rock and roll and music that has impacted youth culture. Harry Belafonte will be inducted.
Wow.
He's 95.
That. Yeah.
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 Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have this and Shake Zenora on my kind of feel-good playlist of just I want to relax and be happy. It's just great music.
Many of you need someone to tally your bananas. And maybe I need my bananas tally too.
He defaults to the same speech every time.
I know he does. It's what he does.
It's like a Mad Libs version.
To be honest, I don't know much more of Harry Belafonte's music. I mainly know those two songs, but I love them. They stand the test of time for sure.
He has a pivotal point in pop culture history when on TV in the 60s, I think the early 60s, he held Petula Clark's hand on TV. Oh, yeah.
And that was controversial.
That was controversial. Yeah.
Seeing interracial, embracing like that. So he's a groundbreaker, which is great. So I'm very happy for Harry Belafonte. And then Elizabeth Cotton, who I'm not familiar with. Cotton spelled C-O-T-T-E-N.
The mother of Johnny Cotton?
No. Maybe Cotton Eye Joe?
Oh.
I don't know.
Right.
Who's Johnny Cotton?
I'm just joking.
Oh,
right
I now. Thought you were being legit.
I was seeing... There's a picture up on the screen here in the studio, and I... have seen this.
All right. Her alternating bass style has been known as
right?
Cotton picking.
Okay, she was a folk and blues musician, and she was a self-taught left-handed guitarist who played a guitar strung for a right-handed player.
Wow.
But played it upside down. This position meant that she would play the bass lines with her fingers and the melody with her thumb. Her signature alternating bass style had become known as cotton picking.
I'd like to hear that.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes,
she passed away in 1987, so this is a posthumous honor.
Okay. And then one
Or who knows?
yeah. One other category was the Ahmet Erdogan Award, yes, which is for non-performing industry professionals. And you have Alan Grubman. I've heard that name. Jimmy Iovine. I definitely know that name.
Legend.
Sylvia Robinson, I'm not familiar with. But we will become familiar with them, obviously, when they get inducted.
They will become to known as.
That is part of why they do these things as well, so that we know these people that that were important.
They should do an award called the Come to Known As
in the music video.
Not known as yet, but come to.
But come to known as. By the way, the fan vote, the most votes. What? Come to known as?
Just that, I, you know, when you got done that question, you can't see, but you looked at me like, God damn it. What did I just say?
We've all, it's like,
I've had those moments so many times.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The one that haunts me forever is.
Oh, when I said come to known as?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Talking to Tom Berenger. Interview and I completely forgot in mid question who were you talking to? Yeah. It's a nightmare.
And it lives on forever.
I just, it's so good.
All right. So anyhow, is there some of the you know, just improv that you have been known to, been come to known as?
How long did we sit on the audio?
Like a year. Long time. Yeah. Casey knew that that one hurt.
You'd be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to relive that moment.
Here we are.
And now it's classic.
Listen, you play that stupid Eric Lindros calling my phone.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I'm not.
It is cringeworthy.
I'm not complaining.
But I understand the comedy.
All right. So... The fan votes, the final standings in the Rock Hall 2020.
I never thought Eric Lindros would be calling my phone.
That is a song that should be in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
The fan vote, number one, went to Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Part of the reason that they got inducted. Number two was Eminem. Number three, Pat Benatar. Number four, Eurythmics. Number five, Dolly Parton. Six was Judas Priest. Then Carly Simon was seven, followed by Lionel Richie, number eight. And just outside of this, number nine was Devo. That's a band I would like to see in the Rock and Roll
They're
Hall
talented
of Fame.
Guys.
Then you have Kate Bush.
Great.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick was number 12.
Now, Dionne Warwick would fall in that, really? Rock?
Yeah.
But she's amazing.
Yeah. R&B and adult contemporary.
Her stuff with Burt Bacharach, legendary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fan vote a few years ago. I'm sorry, Preston. Were you still
going? Just a couple more. Tribe Called Quest, then New York Dolls, Beck, the MC5, and Fela Kuti.
Wow, Beck is on there.
Yeah.
So Dave Matthews Band won the fan vote a few years ago, and they haven't been nominated since. And I know that like so much of this is subjective, and there's no rhyme or reason. But it's interesting that Duran Duran won it this year, and now they're in. I think Soundgarden was nominated for the fan vote a couple of years ago as well, and they weren't nominated. So I never quite understand why the fan vote even exists if they're not going to at least nominate them to get them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
to me, that's really confusing.
It's weird. Also, look this is exactly the exact dynamic that they love.
Yep.
And I think, listen, I've become less pissed and just more happy to see artists that I really want in there. I completely understand where Dolly Parton was coming from, saying, I don't know, I'm really not rock, but if the scope of the people that are currently in it are so from such diverse musical styles, then yes, Dolly Parton deserves to be in it.
Yeah, I wonder if there are other. Well, I mean, there's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is there the R&B Hall of Fame? Is there a Hip Hop Hall of
there's
Fame?
There's a Country Hall of Fame. They just had the induction ceremony.
Do they, from time to time, put rock artists in that Hall of Fame?
I'd like to hear who.
Yeah.
You know? Is Judas Priest in the Country Hall of Fame?
I'm wondering if any of this, you know, goes the other way as well. But I guess rock and roll is kind of looked at its origin, as taking influence from rhythm and blues music and country music and putting those together to make this combination, because you had music that was country flavored, like skiffle, that was part of the rock umbrella.
Skiffle.
And then obviously you had, you know, deep blues is where rock and roll came from. I mean, that's where that stuff was created. You know,
that's why Jagger and Lennon and McCartney were huge fans of the blues.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to create a Preston Steve Hall of Fame. I think that would be a lot of fun. I don't know...
It'd be like the Ripley's Museum.
I know. Hold on, Marissa. Nick just pulled up a video. You need to get audio.
No.
Carly Simon and James Taylor both discussed this morning about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They did Mockingbird.
Yeah.
I think they had a huge hit with
they
it.
They did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is where that comes
Mockingbird.
From.
Mockingbird. And they were singing on stage all the time. Everybody have you.
Radio.
Who needs radio?
And I also love the version in National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Beverly D'Angelo and Chevy Chase singing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Back there singing their version of the duet that Carly Simon and James Taylor did.
Yeah. What were you guys What were you guys talking about right before I interrupted you?
President Steve Hall of Fame.
Yes. So what kind of categories would be in the President Steve Hall of Fame?
Gum. All right. Best gum.
Best gum.
There's the Angorski Award.
Yeah.
Would be, you know.
Was the 80s the decade, like, was that the golden era of gum?
It was a golden age, I'll say that.
I mean, it was.
They were by far the best commercials and jingles.
I know another category, most threatening robot. Boston Dynamics dog.
I remember some of the Wait, now I'm thinking about gum jingles.
Right, I mean,
so kiss a little longer.
Big Red.
You remember Hubba Bubba?
Hubba Bubba had one.
Hubba Bubba Bubble Gum.
Juicy Fruit. We were singing that the other day.
Yeah. Does he say get your skis shined up? Because they were doing
Juicy Fruit.
Yeah.
You're gonna move,
And what was the Big Red?
Kiss a little longer. Hold tight a little longer.
Hey, which one had the twins?
Doubleman twins.
Doubleman twins.
Yeah. Double double your refreshment.
Right. Double double your fun.
Right. Name a good jingle since then. Right? Doesn't exist.
For gum in particular?
In the gum category, if we're nominating gum, I nominate 80s era gum.
It has to have been 20 years since your first gum album.
In order to be qualified as a nominee.
Uh-huh. Yeah, chewing at Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Double Mint was the best one. I think we used that when we did a contest on jingles.
Double Mint?
Okay. I had to guess the... You
know. And they had... So they were the legendary... Well, the people wanted to audition. They had a big nationwide search for Double Mint twins.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Inside Out did a nice riff on the gum jingles. Triple Dent Gum.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was the earworm.
Yeah, it sticks in your head.
It kept coming around.
We're still singing Big Red. Yeah. You know, to this day. It's a classic.
Yes. Look at us.
We need to take a break, though, because we have a guest coming up in 10 minutes.
We just created an award show.
But we do have Mockingbird, so let's just run that real quick.
All right, here we go. They make bird sounds in it?
Right, and the actual release.
Okay. Okay, I forgot about how good that song actually is. So Carly Simon in that song right there, she's going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So good for her. All right, we need to take a break. Casey's right about that. We'll come back in just a moment. When we return, we will have Rory Culkin, who is from Under the Banner of Heaven on Hulu. And, yes, Contra Cash.
Hey.
Well, and the Bizarre File. We'll be right back.
93.3
WMMR.
Test 1, 2. Barn door. Low-hanging fruit. Third leg of the stool. Talk like Bill West today. 2022 is coming on.
But with the Daily Rush, you can celebrate it every day.
Watch highlights from our Who Said It Besting game.
Including an appearance from the man about town himself. Oh, you're going to love him. Videos posted on PrestonandSteve.com.
Santa's got to go.
It is finally time to start firing up that grill if you haven't done it yet. But Steve, Nick, Casey, you guys have been raving about this show. I will be getting on board.
Yes.
Because it is right in my wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
The book is called Under the Banner of Heaven. It's based on a John Krakauer novel. And it's on Hulu. You can catch it every Thursday. And we have one of the stars of the show. Please welcome Mr. Rory Culkin to the program. Good morning, Rory.
Hey, yeah.
I love it. Well, number one, congratulations on getting on board with a show that apparently is very compelling. How did this come across you, this project?
The project's been around for maybe 10 years. I guess Ron Howard had been
trying to put it together and get it made. So I've known about it for years. And then when I heard they were making it, I just sent a tape from my bedroom, just sent them an audition tape, and they invited me up to be a part of it.
The rest is history. It's a very large cast and a great cast, a lot of, really solid, tremendous actors. You're part of this very large family, and I don't want to give much away here, but they're at the center of a lot of things that appear very nefarious. As you were doing this, was this actually being done during the lockdown, during the pandemic?
Yeah, it was the second half of 21, so I guess sort of.
Yeah, I guess. So you're working with all these people, and where was it shot? Because it looks like it's actually shot on location.
We shot it in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, but we were cheating. It was it's Utah.
Yeah. But it's just one of the story. My wife and I sat down and I love this. We didn't really know what to expect. And it is based on a true story, but it also has a historical element to it. And as with the book, which I have not read, it ties them both together. Have you since read the book, or had you read the book prior to doing the project?
Yeah, I read the book as soon as I got the role. So it was kind of a cramming session. But there's a lot to bite into in the book.
All right. Well, I've not had a chance to dive into it yet. A few of the people here in the studio have, but how would you explain it, Rory, to those who have not had a chance to sample it?
It's a true crime story about this brutal murder in a Mormon community in the 1980s. And it kind of just shook the foundation of the Mormon world at the time.
You know what's interesting about it, Rory, is that you could, instead of painting in stark, white and black, and there's nuance, and there's a case where you're seeing, obviously, when sometimes religion can cause people to do horrible things, and yet there are other aspects of it where people such as Andrew Garfield's character and his family are getting a lot of solace and comfort from it. And I thought that was a really even-handed approach to the material. Was that something that you picked up on as well?
Yeah, I mean, they're both sort of living off of the same text, but one is being used to justify a murder, and the other is used to pray with your family. So, yeah, it's really interesting. It's just sort of about examining your own belief system, your own foundation, and it's a strange one.
You know, it's funny is because you have mystery, I guess, as an outsider to some level to the LDS Church and. And the history, if you take, I think the first Sherlock Holmes novel involved, the church
Well.
Yeah. Okay. So there's this longstanding mystery that is just you can't help it. It's incredibly intriguing. Have you done a deeper dive on it since doing the project, or did you get your fill?
I just sort of got my fill. We had consultants on set, too, who were formerly LDS, and they were willing to speak openly about it. And there's nothing more interesting than, having a frank conversation with someone who once truly believed.
Sure.
So that was probably the most informative, just talking to people.
Well, I'm on board. I watched the first two episodes, and I'm on board for the rest of the ride. Rory, I would switch gears real quick because I know that you're on a tour right now, and you're talking to a bunch of different radio stations. I don't know if you are familiar with this radio station. You're talking to Philadelphia right now, and you spent some time here almost two decades ago when you were filming Signs, and I wasn't sure if – I mean, you were a younger guy at the time. You're probably about like 10, 11 years old. Do you have any recollections – any memories of your time spent in and around the Philadelphia area?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was curious. Do you know if M. Night Shyamalan, does he still shoot exclusively in yep. Philadelphia?
Yeah. He's right now.
Announced a new film that he got started on the other day.
The only one he did Old, and that was on a tropical location away from here. Obviously, you couldn't do that here. But, yeah, he keeps shooting here, and the show Servant is shot here in Philadelphia.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I would like to make my way back there one of these days. Yeah. Tell M. Night to hire me again.
He's a friend of the show. So
yeah, we talk to him fairly often, so we'll make mention of that, Rory.
Yeah. Speaking of visiting certain places, I've been to northern Arizona and southern Utah, and I read the Crack Hour book, Under the Banner of Heaven, Rory, and I found it fascinating that places like that
exist to this day in this country. It really seemed like almost like a foreign land, like Sharia law almost, and you know, and Saudi Arabia or whatever. But they're in our backyard. Have you ever spent any time in that part of the United States, in northern Arizona or southern Utah?
Right, totally. Yeah, I shot a movie in Utah called Electric Children, and it involved Mormonism, and a lot of the extras were actually LDS, and some of the nicest people I've ever met. It's really interesting. That's why it's so sort of jarring that such a brutal murder took place amongst these people, because they really are just some of the most pleasant people in the world.
And that's what the series definitely handles, that sort of dichotomy, which I find riveting. Now, I have to ask you this. Doing research on you, I had to see if this is true or not. Has it become a family tradition with you and your brothers and their families to watch Predator on Christmas?
Yeah, Predator's a big one. Yeah, that's for some reason, I don't know why that really hit on Christmas, the Predator.
I would love to. You can't even, it doesn't even, you don't really remember how it happened. It's just, now it's a thing. Predator on Christmas, correct?
Yeah, just, you ugly son of a bitch. I don't know, it's great.
So you guys will deliver the lines while the movie's playing?
I love it. Yeah, fantastic.
Yes, I love it. Absolutely.
I love it. That's that sounds like something we would do.
Yep.
I would agree. All right, well, listen, so Thursday nights are when you can catch this on Hulu. How long is the arc on, and I don't know if this will be a one season complete or is it open for continuation?
No, it's a mini series. It's a one-off, and it's seven episodes, but they really do just get better and better.
Excellent.
So,
well,
yeah, it started strong, Rory, so we're very much on board with all this. It's riveting television.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Good luck with everything. Rory Culkin, guys.
Yeah.
Under the Banner of Heaven. So every Thursday night you can catch out on Hulu. So, yeah, I think I'll get on board. I like, you know, and you think about it, you know, man, it's one season and seven episodes. Dude, I assume it's an hour-long episode, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's seven hours.
Yeah.
That's like three movies.
That's people have to think about. Like, I forget I was talking to, and I said, you know, Zack Snyder's Justice League, you know, it's about 4 hours, you know, four-hour-plus movie. Do you ever watch a series that's five or six episodes?
Yeah, that's why I need to go back and watch that again. All right, I can't do this yet. We have about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Before we get to the concert cash. But while we have this second, I can mention a couple of things. We do have our live broadcast at Keenan's Irish Pub.
Yes.
Eggs with Peg, and it is brought to you by Coors Light. I have a feeling we're going to hear that a lot that morning, as we will have a huge live audience. But we have the countdown to Keenan's that's taking place, and we have a shot for you to win Cut the Line passes, a VIP table.
Very
with
cool.
A bucket of Coors Light and then a case of Coors Light for your beach house. And you can enter online, okay? So just go to the Keenan's event page at WMMR.com and upload a photo that you might have laying around from one of your favorite moments from one of your previous Keenan's events. So if it's just you and your friends hanging out, or if it's me on the bar pouring beer over your head for the baptism of beer or the wheel of haircuts or whatever that you were there for a part of, and post it. And we'll pick a winner. All photo entries will be displayed in the gallery. And we'll pick a winner on May 20th, and we also have chances to win on air. So we'll do that on Fridays, starting. We gave one away this past week, and we'll do another one this week and so on, and leading up to the eventual event, which is going to be on May 27th. By the way, I think I said the MMRBQ earlier was May 27th. Wrong date. May 27th is when Keenan's is.
Well, they're a week apart.
Yep, they're a week apart. So I can't believe it. We have so many things going on, and they're coming together quickly, and that's a good thing. It's a busy thing, but it's a good thing.
Feels good.
All right, Casey, you just switched those things.
I need you to switch
them back. I need the element to play in order for you to win $500 in MMRBQ tickets.
MMR's concert cash.
Now, here's your concert cash keyword.
All righty. The word is concert, C-O-N-C-E-R-T. And you have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter it. There are three ways for you to do that. Text it in special contest short code 45911. Or to also be entered for the $10,000 grand prize, you want to enter it via the MMR app or at WMMR.com. One random entry wins $500 in our company-wide contest. And all MMR winners will receive two free tickets to the MMRBQ.
Winners will get a call from our company, Beasley. Make sure that you answer your phone because you want to win, right? So contest rules are available at WMMR.com. Sponsored by AAA Distributor. The word for you to enter. Again, concert. Good luck.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Primo Hoagies. National Hoagie Day is Thursday. Tomorrow. Don't settle for an average hoagie. Make it a Primo. Enjoy $6.99 Primo size Italian, turkey and cheese, turkey and cheese or ham and cheese all day. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. Starting with a follow-up story. Nevada authorities have used the clothes on the decomposing body discovered in the receding waters of Nevada's Lake Mead to date the remains to the 1970s,
whoa,
when it is believed that the whoa victim was murdered.
Uh-huh.
So
that was a transitional time in Vegas.
Yeah, so they found it in, you know, it was in a barrel. Yeah. We had mentioned this yesterday. Las Vegas police said Tuesday that the body found in a muck-coated barrel on Sunday is believed to be a man who died from a gunshot wound. Detectives believe the victim was killed sometime in the mid-1970s to early 80s. Lieutenant Ray Spencer said, based on clothing and footwear, the victim was found with. Spencer said that the garments were the type found at Kmart in the mid to late 1970s. Forensic experts were still attempting to identify the body on Tuesday. Rising temperatures, slighter snowpacks, and ongoing drought have caused Lake Mead to shrink by 1 or 2 feet every year, according to a Monday statement from Spencer, who added that he expected further grisly discoveries to soon be pulled from the lake's former depths. I said there's probably tons of bodies
you
in Lake
Mead. You have to imagine, because you know that there are tons of people who are buried out in the desert.
That, yeah.
It's a standard thing. Yeah.
It's so barren. It's you know, that they can go and stash stuff. Same thing with the water. How about this? This is a nice story. A 100-year-old Brazilian man broke the Guinness World Record for the longest career in the same company. Walter Orthman first worked at Industrials Renault SA, which is now known as Renault View. He started as a shipping assistant when he was only 15 years old. He was then promoted to a salesperson and then made his way to sales manager, which is still his current role. He's 100 years old.
100 years old, sales manager at the same company. And in the capacity of sales manager, how long was he?
That I don't know. Yeah. Walter believes that the best part about having a job is that it gives you a sense of purpose, commitment, and routine.
Yeah.
The record was verified in January. And he started working on January 17th, 1938.
Oh, my God.
He turned 100 years old on April 19th.
Man, next year, they're going to give me a raise.
Orthman was hired.
He's been holding out.
He was hired at such a young age because of his strong ability to speak German. He was born in Brusque, a small town in Santa Catarina, Brazil.
Brusque.
Which has a large German population. Orthman was able to travel to multiple places for his job, which he explained it is what made him fall in love with it. So, it's pretty wild. He's been there.
It's amazing. So long. They better give him more than just a cookie with his name written on it.
Did a lot of Nazis flee to to Brazil, right?
Yes.
Was
in fact, the book The Boys from Brazil.
Yeah. Was it why South America?
I think they had more lax extradition issues.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. An elderly Shanghai resident was mistakenly declared dead and taken to a morgue in a body bag. Earlier, I had the story about the woman waking up in a coffin, banging on the coffin. Video footage shot by a bystander shows the moment several workers dressed head-to-toe in protective gear recoil as they realize the man is still alive. The footage has gone viral on Chinese social media, sparking horror and outrage. The video posted on Sunday shows the head of the man, a nursing home resident, appearing from the yellow body bag.
Jeez.
As the workers lift it from the vehicle. The person filming the video can be heard saying the nursing home is such a mess, they've sent a living person on a hearse.
Hi.
And said they were dead. The Undertaker's staff said that they were still moving. It is irresponsible, really irresponsible. On China's Twitter-like platform Weibo, many pointed out that the man could have been buried or cremated had he not been discovered alive. The district government responded to the incident on Monday, saying in a statement the elderly man was now in a stable condition.
God almighty.
Yeah, right? A couple claim to have found bones in their 150-year-old house as they renovated the property, ready to flip it. They think they're human bones. The young married couple have been sharing their do-it-yourself journey to their TikTok page as they explain their first-time buyers and flippers. The pair thought that to be based in Canada, picked up a bungalow for $25,000 with plans to turn it into a three-bedroom, two-story home.
Hey, guys, we found a rotting corpse in a bungalow.
As they set about renovating the home, they shared quirky finds in the property, which they've estimated is 150 years old. There's a newspaper from 62, photos from 1998, a sardine tin from the 1890s.
Oh. And they're still good.
Coupons, which expired in 64, a TV guide from 1963, layers of wallpaper and old clothes are among the treasures that they have uncovered.
Wow.
But in a shock, they believe they had found bones underneath the house. A clip was captioned, "Renovating is all fun and games until you find bones." They filmed someone in what appears to be a crawl space under the floorboard, zooming in on dust and debris and what appeared to be bones scattered about. Parks Canada said the accidental discovery of human remains triggers a complex series of legal requirements under both federal and provincial laws. It's if human remains are accidentally discovered, police will determine whether it is an unrecorded but non-criminal burial site or an archaeological site. Wow. And then we'll do one more story. The Bellevue, Nebraska Police Department is reporting an unusual call from its overnight shift. Officials said on Twitter they were called to a burglary in progress. But when officers arrived, the situation wasn't quite as scary as it was made out to be. They say a family reported hearing footsteps from someone moving around upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Officers instead found a Roomba robotic vacuum scooting around, presumably doing its job, and they thought it sounded like somebody walking around the house.
I can see that.
It's like me and my automatic cat
right.
Box scraper thing.
Did they get a shotgun as well?
I pulled a loaded shotgun out for. All right, that's what I have in the bizarre file. I have good news for you, friend.
Oh, yeah?
Tonight is the screening of Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give away the last of our tickets. We have 8 more slots available for this exclusive screening. It's at 7 o'clock at the UA King of Prussia, and I will take the first 8 callers and give them to you. You will see them before almost anyone because the movie doesn't open until Friday, and everybody's excited about this
one. Apparently supposed to be loads of surprises popping up in this thing.
8 callers now, 215-263-WMMR. Let's give you those tickets, and we'll see you tonight at the show. Now, while you're calling in for those, if you haven't entered the word for the concert cash, you can do that, too, because concert is the word for concert cash, and you got yourself about 6 more minutes or so to get that over. We're going to break. We'll be back. Don't forget, we have a secret text word today, too, and we have lesson, question, trash, and music news. Those things are coming up.
Love MMR? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com. It's fancy. No, it's not.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Fancy. Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We're going to do today's lesson question, and we are going to give away 4-pack of tickets for Harry Potter, the exhibition at the Franklin Institute. Question we go with today is, what will be the first category in the Preston and Steve Hall of Fame? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you're listening and know that. What will be the first category in the Preston and Steve Hall of Fame? We uttered that not even an hour ago. And we'll have you call in. We'll do the trash while we're waiting.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right. Brought to you by Coors Light. Preston and Steve show is heading to Keenan's in North Wildwood Friday, May 27th. We will officially be opening the Jersey Shore. Be there starting at 6 a.m. It's brought to you by Coors Light, made to chill. What's happening this morning, Steve?
Well, Bachelorette star Hannah Brown appearing on the Tamron Hall show, admitting she used alcohol to deal with the anxiety that comes from sudden fame. Brown says no one told her that she would lose her privacy once she banged a dozen guys on network TV.
Ow.
Hey!
Apparently, the Ripley's Museum in Florida almost passed on lending Kim Kardashian that iconic Marilyn Monroe gown. In fact, Kim was already on her way to the Met Gala wearing Ripley's fallback offer, the world's largest cheese doodle.
Oh, my God.
And finally, former, getting back to the Met Gala, former High School Musical star Ashley Tisdale revealing that she has never once been invited to the Met Gala. Tisdale says she had once had the opportunity, but couldn't bring herself to be a plus one for Larry the Cable Guy. That's your Hollywood track.
All right, somebody's got the answer out there. We're going to find out what will be the first category in the Preston and Steve Hall of Fame. It is Shannon that we will speak to first. Hey there, Shannon.
Good morning, it.
Good morning, it. Shannon, what will be the first category in the Preston and Steve Hall of Fame?
That would be gum.
Yeah! You got it, Shannon. Hold on just a moment because we are going to give you a four-pack of tickets for Harry Potter, the exhibition at the Franklin Institute. The groundbreaking exhibition celebrates the iconic moments, characters, settings, and beasts as seen in the films and stories of Harry Potter and the Wizarding World, using best-in-class immersive design and technology. And tickets are on sale now at fi.edu.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Brought to you this morning by Sunbelt Rental. When you're ready to tackle that large job or weekend project, turn to Sunbelt Rentals for all of your equipment needs. You can visit sunbeltrentals.com to find your closest location. Let Sunbelt Rentals make it happen for you. Let's begin with this. We had a lengthy discussion about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. They made the announcements today.
Yes.
And the performer category is filled out by Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, and Carly Simon. And when you hear them all read off like that,
yeah,
it doesn't sound very rock and roll. We broke it down. We played music. We talked about it. We're happy for all the winners.
I find myself, as I said earlier, less angry about it because there's some really good ones going in.
Well, it's not worth getting that upset over. I mean, you know, getting worked up about it. But, I mean, the one that really stands out to me as far as really having a rock base to it is Pat Benatar.
Yes.
The rest of them is a little question marky, you know? I mean, but listen, they're all going in. I'm sure it's going to be a great show. Those performances are always fantastic. So it is coming up. For the Ahmet Erdogan Award for non-performers, that goes to Alan Grubman, Jimmy Iovine, Sylvia Robinson.
Have we determined what Alan Grubman is, a producer?
I don't know. Nick, if you could look that up, please, that'd be great. The musical
He's a dancer.
Excellence Awards are going to...
No, she was a dancer.
Jinx, oh my God!
Stop.
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, Steve.
He's a lawyer? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought he was pre-med.
Nope, he's an entertainment lawyer.
Huh.
Yep.
He got his JD from the Brooklyn Law School.
Here we go.
That's cool.
That's where I attended.
Yep. And so I guess his clients have included Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, U2, John Mellencamp, Rod Stewart, Sean Puffy Combs, Luther Vandross, Elton John, Jennifer Lopez, Mariah Carey, and Andrew Lloyd Webber. So I'd say he's had his hands in the music industry a little bit. And so he and they will, Jimmy Iovine and Sylvia Robinson are the ones inducted into the non-performer category. Musical Excellence Award going to Judas Priest for artists, musicians, songwriters, and producers whose originality and influence creating music have had a dramatic impact on music. That's the description of that category. And also Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And finally are the Early Influence Awards, and they go to Harry Belafonte and Elizabeth Cotton. So those are the inductees. I don't have the 37th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. Will take place Saturday, November 5th at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. And an edited version of that ceremony is set to air on HBO Max at a later date.
You know, I never saw the last induction ceremony. I've missed it. You know, I don't remember when it premiered, and I did want to see it, but...
I think I missed that one, too.
Yeah.
Coldplay's new Music of the Spheres World Tour app is free and available to download now for iOS and Android devices via coldplay.com/app. Comes just in time for the band's U.S. leg of their global stadium tour, which kicks off in Dallas on Friday.
Do they have a version of that for Nextel?
The app was created as part of a Coldplay pledge to make their Music of the Spheres world tour as sustainable and low carbon as possible. since according to studies, FAM travel accounts for the largest part of tour-related emissions. And the app allows fans to plan low-carbon travel to and from the show should they choose, with those who choose Green Journeys rewarded with a merch discount code.
Journey.
So that's a pretty cool incentive. The app was first made available for two fans before the Coldplay's home shows in Latin America in March. Not their home shows. They're not from there. And
it's great to be home.
Tens of thousands and Journey plans have already been submitted, with the average fan carbon footprint down around 50% from 2016's A Head Full of Dreams tour. So
that's nice.
They're doing what they can. Yeah. Linkin Park has revealed that they plan to communicating with their fans a little more regularly. The band wrote via Instagram, "Two decades in and our LP community continues to inspire us. Your passion and dedication is the lifeblood of what we've built together with you, and it doesn't go unnoticed." They said, "We thought it was about time to begin sharing a little more regularly with you, and starting this month, we'll be putting digital pen to digital paper to share notes from the band, tiny snapshots into our daily misadventures from us each month." So they are going to try to reach out and be a little bit more interactive.
You got
to
do that with your fans.
Although Ozzy Osbourne is slowly on the mend from his recent COVID diagnosis, his family has now contracted the virus. The Daily Mail reported his wife Sharon spoke via video link to her TV show, The Talk from L.A., and explained Ozzy's doing much better. Thank you. His temperature is now back to normal. His coughing has stopped. He's doing much better, but I've got some news to share. My daughter Kelly has it. I have it, and the entire household has it now. When asked how if that she's ill, when asked if now that she is ill, Ozzy would be taking care of her, Sharon laughed and said, "Maybe we'll see, and I feel okay, actually." And then finally, today is this thing kicking off that we've mentioned a little bit. It's National Concert Week.
Yeah.
May 4th through the 10th. So it starts today, and you can get what are called $25 all-in tickets for tons of different concerts. That includes the MMRBQ, The Killers, Rob Zombie, The Black Keys, Incubus and Sublime with Rome, Alice in Chains with Breaking Benjamin and Bush, Korn and Evanescence, Shinedown and Jelly Roll.
That sounds insane.
Coheed and Cambria, Tenacious D. There's a bunch of them. So click events at WMMR.com for more information and a list of concerts, and you will be good to go. And that is all I have in music news. All right, we need a secret text word winner. Kathy, I need you to scare me up a caller, please.
10.
All right, let's take the 10th. Oops, sorry. Let's take the 10th caller. Turn the teletypes
down. Yeah, stop typing so loud.
So we'll take the 10th caller, 215-263-WMMR, and you need to know the secret text word. Be back in a moment. Wrap things up. Stay with us.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Well, check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on MMR's mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Saturday's the Walk a Mile event, yes. But it is still on regardless.
Rain or shine.
Yeah, rain or shine. And we've done it in the rain, and it's been fine.
Pfizer in Collegeville, and it benefits a Laurel House and be a part of the Walk a Mile team. Sign up. Steve Morrison is going to be hosting it this year, filling in for me. Appreciate that very much. And we have the information right there at WMMR.com. So it is this weekend on Saturday. We were looking for the 10th caller for secret text word. It is Chris that we'll go to. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, bud, we need a secret text word. Do you know what it is?
Famous.
Famous is right. Yeah, I want you to hang on the line because we're going to give you tickets to see, in fact, a four-pack of tickets to see the Phils play the Mets tomorrow. And it's going to be beautiful weather tomorrow, 645 at Citizens Bank Park. And it's the start of a four-game series against the Mets. And for tickets, you can go to Phillies.com. Now, our random texter that we picked from all the people that texted in, Tom Dakota of Phoenixville.
Tom Dakota.
You get to go. That is correct. So hang on, and we will contact you and get those tickets to you. So congratulations to you.
my friend. I would like to do a couple of thank yous for today's program. I want to thank our guest, Rory Culkin, who is on. Today, the show that he was promoting is Under the Banner of Heaven, and you can catch that Thursdays on Hulu. I would also like to thank a special guest that we had in a contest this morning, our former sales manager, Jim Antes, with his uncanny Yoda impression today.
Amazing
performance. As we had May the 4th, Star Wars Day, and May the Gorski with you, and we had a contest, and he was involved in that. And speaking of Gorski, Ann Gorski called us this morning. It's Ann Gorski Day, so we want to say happy Ann Gorski Day and may the Gorski with you. So that was fun. Today's program was great. And Kathy and Marissa are stepping outside of their comfort zone.
So good.
You're getting better at that. And doing their Yoda impression, which was wonderful. Hi there, Pierre.
Good day. Speaking of Kathy, she wasn't here yesterday, and the reason is the back, a slight back injury that she sustained. Now, this hasn't been announced, and I don't mean to announce this, but Pancake, if you could send that piece over, I can verify as to why that is. And it also relates with your announcement earlier of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because it's pretty, well, I had no idea. Several of us, I think Brent Porsche was there, I was there, Sarah was there, 3 or 4 weeks ago now when Judas Priest played at the Met. And do you have the piece there, Casey?
Yeah.
And then I'm with my roving rock microphone, and I look down right in the front row. Well, just take it away.
There in the front banging their heads. Bill Weston in the very front row. Kathy Romano banging their heads as the metal god rocks it out. Judas Priest.
Wow.
An MMR concert event. Never seen Bill Weston and Kathy Romano act like this. This is Kathy's warm-up for the Knotfest.
So her back still bothers her after all.
Yeah. Well, that's why she needed to go get
an
EPAT. So she,
I mean, I've never said anything though.
Well, you shouldn't have, but you and Bill, the way you were doing those jerky
motions.
and the head banging,
we get jerky.
you know, you can throw a whole lot of stuff out of alignment there.
Marissa actually has a picture of Bill and I. It was one of the MMRBQs, and we were both in the pit. And for whatever reason, she was like, she could see, you know, we were like, she could see our back. She was behind us, and so I saw her take out her phone to take a picture. So I pretended to put my arm around Bill. It's like I'm watching a concert with Bill with my arm around him.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
I can't imagine you in the pit for any concert, though.
Well, yeah, no, at the MMR. I mean, listen, I'm not thrashing around like you just said I was, but.
Dude, I mean, when I saw you, I mean, your hair was flying, and then Bill's glasses flew off, you know, and you caught them in this really spastic motion and then brought them back. I mean, it was
amazing. It's amazing that you saw that.
I saw it, and I recorded it, and there it was. That was truth in broadcasting, what you just heard there.
Audio proof.
Audio proof audio and truth. I don't know whatever side category Judas Priest got in, but I'm sorry. And I have nothing against any of those other artists, but you said it correctly when you said at the very beginning, it's not exactly a... I mean, I loved her. I'm glad Duran Duran. I'm glad Pat Benatar. But... effing Judas Priest should be in there.
I agree.
Yeah, it's the real thing or nothing, but what are you going
to
do?
I mean, Kathy was wearing her You Ought to Be in the Hall t-shirt. I just remembered that. It was covered
you
with sweat.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this guy had cut himself and had bled all over, but she didn't mind. Because, you know, she was moshing and Bill was moshing. And their jeans were ripped, and I didn't know you had that many tattoos either. It was so cool. And the piercings, dude. The piercings. Oh, my God. But Judas Priest should I don't know what side award they got, but they should have had a main award, but be that as it may.
Yeah.
Should
I'm with you, man. Excellence Award is what they were.
Okay. Well, at least
whatever.
Something.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, letter of the day, my man?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
I as in internets.
All right, and we're most of the way there. We got two more letters to go, and we'll give away a summer concert ticket passports, four tickets to each of these four shows that are part of Live Nation's Concert Week. So it's MMRBQ, Coheed and Cambria, the Black Keys and the Killers. You get four tickets to each of those shows. And by the way, you can get $25 all-in tickets to more than 3,700 concerts nationwide for 1 week only. It starts today at 10 a.m., so now, through Tuesday, May 10th. You can visit livenation.com/concertweek for details. So
that's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real good deal.
Because the service charges are a little confusing on a good day. And then these are lawn seats, and I think they are in Camden for a specific number of shows. But you can go to WMMR.com, and all the shows will be listed. But it's a great deal. So yeah,
take advantage of it for sure. Yeah. What's happening today?
Well, we've got Led Zeppelin in the Workforce Blocks, Green Day for Mike Dirnt's birthday, and Metallica. And we will have more tickets to give away for The Who, which is the warm-up for the MMRBQ.
Yeah, it's the night before, right?
It's the night before.
Yeah. Oh, what a weekend.
What a weekend, because I will be there. And there.
Yeah.
Friday at the Big Joint with The Who. Saturday, MMRBQ. Two amazing MMR events right next to each other.
That's going to be a week, man. It's The Who on Friday, MMRBQ on Saturday, and then the following Friday is broadcast down the shore. We're at Keenan's, and you got your stuff going on. And
oh, right. I think I'm on the boardwalk.
Yeah. Yes.
It occurred to me. Jerry Blavitt celebrating the 50th anniversary this summer of Memories at Margate.
Wow.
So I want to organize a shore broadcast for my program at some point at Memories with a Geeter as the guest. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah. He'd freak out. He'd love it. Yeah.
Yeah. I already proposed it to him. We were out drinking it a couple of Saturday nights ago, and people flocked to that guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's amazing. We're at a very, we're at a big hotel bar. And people are flocking to him, and it's the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
And so so he goes, Tommy, what do you want, Pierre? And Geeter brings his own wine to every restaurant he goes to. No, I mean, Ritz-Carlton wine, you would think would be pretty good.
Yeah.
No. He brings his own wine. And he goes, Tommy, I said, well, before I have the wine, Geeter, I need a martini. Tommy. Get him a martini. And then Tommy comes over. Tommy works for me on Saturdays at Memories at Margate. He gets the Ritz-Carlton bartender to leave on the busiest night of the year in the summertime and work at Memories at Margate.
Sounds about right.
He's got the pull.
Yeah.
No. He is the greatest of all time. God, nice. I love him.
Hey, I'm going to take a moment to thank our sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show brought to you today by Dunkin', the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. Also, Acme from city to shore. Acme's got everything you need to prep for the summer season. Acme Fresh Foods, local flavors. And also Primo Hoagies. National Hoagie Day is tomorrow, by the way. Enjoy $6.99 Primo size Italian turkey and cheese and ham and cheese all day. And it's not just a hoagie, it is a Primo. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, so who knows what we'll get into. But we will see you on that date. That is it. We're done. Rage on and have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow, friend. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Hey, everybody. It's good to have you on the bat-bat-choo-da-bat-choo-ba-ba-ba-do-ga-ga-ba-ba-da-da.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.